This episode brought to you by
Audible.
Audibletrial.com/horrorvirgin for 30 days free and a book to get you started for your book recommendation, me.
Todd, did you read a book?
Not this day.
Okay, so full disclosure, Frodo Baggins is in this movie that we're doing today.
I
am going to recommend Lord of the Rings. And I know it's on Audible because
that's
where I listened to it.
Oh, nice.
It is three books. Listen to Fellowship of the Ring, The Two Towers, and then Return of the King. It'll take you the better part of your life, but it's great. So guys, check out any of the Lord of the Rings books on Audible. This episode also brought to you by
Nick B.
Hey, Nick B.
Nick B's fun fact is he rejoined the Facebook group.
he did rejoin the Facebook group.
Nick B.
Oh, undercover.
Oh, yeah, guys.
Nick B. Shh.
Yeah, like a bumblebee.
Well, I've never seen him and a bumblebee in the same space.
What? Have you ever seen Nick B in person?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Oh, I didn't realize you guys had a little bit of
a buzzy thing going on.
Well, Nick B, we're so glad you're back in the Facebook group.
Hey, be like Nick B. Join the Facebook group.
Yes. This episode also brought to you by John.
Hey, John.
Let me tell you the truth about John. Noah emailed me again from Australia.
Anonymously, guys.
Noah's actually an organization.
What does the Noah stand for?
No.
Not our Aussie.
Hero.
Because John is not an Aussie hero.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. And that is the fact this week.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, there's more.
The email said he doesn't wash his hands after he goes to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Does he just stand over running water and fake it?
Oh, guys can't fake it, Jen. It's not yogurt.
Girls don't either.
I faked it, but it's like more of the relationship part.
You're just in it for the yogurt?
Yeah.
John, why don't you wash your hands?
John, you need to start washing your hands, you animal.
Hey, use soap.
With soap.
This episode also brought to you by Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. Are you a Starbucks? Because I like you a latte.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
Yeah, I'll take mine without almond milk this time.
What? I like it a latte, Mikey. I like it a latte. Guys, also check out Straight On Tell Disney on Etsy, which is Rebecca's Etsy store.
That's so cool. She puts Mickey Mouse ears on cool stuff.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I think she puts cool stuff on Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah, I think you had that backwards.
Mm-hmm.
This episode also brought to you by Matthew.
Hey, Matthew.
How's it going?
New to the party. We're so excited to
have you. New-ish to the party, right?
So Matthew wrote in, says he wants us to make fun of his brother Daniel every week.
What? That actually would be hilarious.
Matthew, is this okay with you?
Yeah.
I'm not asking Daniel because I have a little brother.
And I know it's not okay with him.
No, Matthew said that Daniel's the least favorite son.
Really? Wow. Oh.
Apparently she
Don't
writes...
Don't believe it, Daniel.
She writes the order of favorite on the fridge and changes it as they, you know, change.
Do they ever change, though?
No, because Daniel's...
Hey, Jen, as a parent, do parents have favorite kids?
They absolutely
do. No, they don't have favorite kids.
My parents absolutely did.
Yeah, my...
Was it you?
No.
Oh.
So, Matt, if you want us to shout out anything specific, get back to us, and so we can do that. This episode also brought to you by... Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Carl's an old friend of mine. We go way back to my Twitch days.
Ooh.
If you guys want to watch him stream on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/Carlos. MOL.
Cool.
Guys, if you want your very own weekly shout out, go to patreon.com/horrorvirgin.
There's only five left.
Yeah, there's only five spots left for
supplies
your weekly
shout-out. Supplies are dwindling.
Yeah, honestly, I never thought we'd get close to that, and we are close to that. So, guys, get up there,
so awesome.
get out there, and do it.
Yeah, we'll make a bunch of shit up out about you.
Yeah, we'll do whatever you want, Mikey. That's right. Whatever you want.
Todd, can you please bring in the theme music? Todd just froze until somebody said bring the theme music in.
Let the theme music power you up, Todd.
I've been doing it almost a year and a half.
Yeah.
You guys don't know that shit all the time.
Mikey, you
suck. No, we say you don't know what you're doing. Welcome to the Horror Virgin, everybody. I'm Jen.
God. I'm Mikey.
And I'm your Horror Virgin, Todd, which means I don't really like scary movies, but you guys make me watch them. And this week, you guys made me watch the 1997
Eight.
Damn. 1998, The Faculty.
Yes. Yay. I was so excited. I love this movie.
With my favorite Daily Show host, Jon Stewart.
And my favorite Dreamboat. Josh Hartnett. And my other favorite Dreamboat, Elijah Wood.
There were a lot of hotties in this
movie, really, guys.
Did you guys see this when it first came out?
Yes, I did. And I loved it. And I had the VHS and I brought it to college.
You had the VHS? Did you buy it on the back of a shitty Trans Am looking?
Yes, because Josh Hartnett was selling it and he is so hot.
Oh, my God.
I saw it 8th grade.
It was rated R. How did you see it?
My mom would buy me tickets to rated R movies.
Oh, my God. You're
That's
the best.
Fun fact. My mom bought my ticket to Wild Things. When
really?
It came out. Yeah.
Your mom's the best. Did you guys like it back then?
I loved it.
Of course you did.
Yes.
Mikey, did you like it back then?
I think I did.
Someone who wasn't spellbound by Josh Hartnett's dreaminess.
And Elijah Wood. I love him too.
Jordana Brewster made me feel things.
Yeah, man. So this is what Josh Hartnett did pre Lucky Number 11.
It is.
Nailed
it.
So do you guys think it held up well?
No.
Look, this movie is...
I would agree, although I never saw it back then.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess.
I don't think it held up then.
It's a nightmare.
I don't think so either. It is, yeah. It's like the epitome of 90s horror trying to be 90s horror. Yeah. And
how close to Scream is this?
Scream was 96.
So Scream came out 2 years before this.
Yes. Yeah, they referenced Neve Campbell.
Okay, so I think Scream's way better than this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This
yeah.
is insane.
This was them trying to recreate Scream, basically.
Except all of the high school stuff is what doesn't work. Like, it doesn't feel like a real high school. It feels like prison.
And it looks like prison. Like, yeah. There's no paint on the walls.
Right. It wasn't just the paint not being on the walls. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
So you didn't like it today?
I mean... No.
All right. I mean, that's fair.
I like it. I think it's fun, and I love everybody who's in it, and it's fun to say, look, there's Jon Stewart 20 years ago.
Yeah,
and
before he was on The Daily Show.
Right. Yeah, like, that stuff is fun. It's fun to see, like, the shout-outs. But, I mean, it's not, like, a good movie.
It's not, but
it's
I had fun watching it.
Movie.
Yeah. I had fun watching
it's
it.
It's like a time capsule.
Yeah, it is.
It sort of is. Starts with The Offspring, ends with The Wall. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. But it was fun to watch. I did Mystery Science Theater 3000 this with Mikey a lot. We were just joking around the whole time. There were some jump scares, so it did scare me a little bit. Yeah.
I've taken notes of some of those jump scares.
Great.
You're welcome, listeners.
Well, let's get into this fucking movie then. Let's talk about it.
All right. So we start with football practice, and the coach is from Terminator 2, and I love him so much.
He is Terminator.
Yes, it's Robert Patrick. He's the T-1000.
Yes.
I think it's the T-1000.
I don't know. He's the bad Terminator in Terminator 2,
which history's greatest movie.
It is great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's the quarterback. He's the football coach. And he's just flipping out, yelling at all the students.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, I think he's yelling at all the
Not
the
just
team.
Yelling, he's cussing them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are no lines in this movie, though. Like, there are times when teachers are way inappropriate with their students.
Yes.
Starting with this.
Yeah.
Because he's like, run faster, you fucking pansies. Or like
insane
shit.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Just
I love it.
Dick. And so then he goes over and he flips over the water bench.
Yeah.
And I was so disappointed because nothing spilled.
For the record, though, it's just a regular bench. It's not a bench made of water.
And that is important. that will come back.
Continuity check here.
Continuity check.
Oh, hello.
This is the end of practice, so they drank all the water.
Yeah.
Then, like, the sprinkler comes on, and he, like, tackles the sprinkler for some reason.
He just puts his hand on it. He stomps on it first.
He hates water in all its form.
Then goes on his knees and punches it.
Well, okay, so
this is what you're too good for your hole.
That's Shooter McGavin. He comes in later. So this starts, like, a whole theme of, like, you can see very distinct changes in the teachers as they become the alien things. So he hated water at first.
He did hate
and
water.
And then, you know,
everyone else.
He's trying to literally stomp it out. And then we see a shadow walk up on him. Mm. So I'm assuming it's just like a sweet Southern Belle orbing up on him. Mm. And then he turns around and says something.
She's either naked or she's in monster form as she orbs up.
She would have to be in human form because it doesn't freak out when he sees her. So anyway, he says something like
says,
in response to that. And then it fades to black.
Yeah. And then we go to a faculty meeting.
The name of the movie.
But not all the faculty's there.
No,
it's like three people.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a committee meeting or something.
I do like when you have like a whole school worth of people, but it's the same 50 kids and same six teachers.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's only six teachers. That's why people were like killing each other in the hallways.
Yeah.
Budget cuts. And that's what they're talking about. Yeah, it's true to life. And the football team gets all of the money and nobody else gets shit.
Well, it's uncharacteristic that the ex-teacher would be bitter.
Oh, yeah. I got some thoughts about this shit, man. Yeah. Support all of education. So here's who the teachers are, guys. And I'm
at the faculty meeting.
Yes.
Which we have decided it's a budget meeting.
Yes, maybe the budget committee for the faculty meeting.
So who is the principal? What's her
principal
name?
Principal Drake, and she is Lilith, Frasier's wife from Frasier.
And also the person that helped us discover one of Mikey's fetishes.
Oh, yeah. Women in suits and authority.
Power suits.
She's got legs.
Yeah, and also, she knows how to use them. Yeah, absolutely, bro.
All right, we also have Piper Laurie, who is Mrs. Olsen, and she played Carrie's mom in the movie Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she of Dirty Pillows fame.
Ooh.
And we have Kay Uger, and I don't know his name, but he was George Costanza's boss. Let's
the teachers are full of 90s famous people.
They are.
They're no longer
famous.
And
we got Selma.
So, like, no one knows these names.
And I think those might be the only three in this meeting right now. Mrs. Brommel, who wants computers.
Yeah, the elderly teacher who wants computers.
All right. But the point is, nobody can get any money because of the football team.
Right. The football team is sucking up all the money because the football is a football town.
Yeah,
right.
Principal Drake's like, this is a football town.
Is this set in Texas?
I don't know if
Ohio.
It ever
It is
Ohio.
Ohio.
That's right.
But it was filmed in Texas. And to be fair, the principal is not like, I love football. She's like, dude, that's what the school board wants.
She literally says that. She's like, it's not me. It's the school board. Fuck them. Not
exactly.
Me.
Like, I think it sucks too. Man. So anyways, they're leaving and she makes with the drama teacher, Miss Olsen, she makes a little Our Town joke and she's like, they can just reuse the set from Our Town.
Well, yeah, because the drama teacher wants to do Guys and Dolls.
Yeah. Did she specifically say Guys and Dolls?
Yes, she did.
Guys and Dolls is an okay one.
It's my favorite Frank Sinatra movie. A lot of that happened.
We had a lot of fun in show choir.
Yes,
it was awesome.
I was in show choir.
That's right. I remember from our spinoff podcast, Cummerbunds and Character Sheets.
That's right. Can we get back on topic?
Yeah,
Jesus
please.
Fucking Christ.
I was Spanish club treasurer.
Holy shit.
And then got impeached.
Did you say
you got impeached? There was a vote of no confidence
is
on you.
Is it because you couldn't speak Spanish?
I used to. You were just like, ¿por qué?
I did fail Spanish. And then also I used someone's membership dues to buy lunch.
Oh my God.
So you embezzled money.
Yeah, you literally embezzled club funds.
I was a minor. You can't convict me.
Okay, so the meeting lets out and they're walking out and she makes a little Our Town joke about reusing the scenery. Fun fact, there is no set in Our Town.
Oh, is that the joke? Mm-hmm.
That's a theater joke, yeah.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
For you theater kids, I knew it because of my research.
Not because I was a theater kid.
You nerds!
I wasn't allowed to try out because I wasn't taking drama. All right. So she goes back after making her Our Town joke to get her keys. Mm-hmm. And the other teacher...
It's dark and creepy.
Why is it so dark and creepy in the school?
Because schools at night are scary.
Yeah, school's out for the summer.
It is. It's out forever.
Yeah. Oh. We're quoting Alice Cooper. You're just missing the joke.
Oh. Exactly.
Guys, if you got that, you're smarter than Mikey.
All right, so.
I just didn't think it was funny.
So she's going back for her keys.
Yes.
And Todd asked at this point, does this get scary? And seconds later was scared by the coach standing right behind her.
And it wasn't even like a jump scare. It was just like he was standing there.
Right there, too close. And he was being creepy and asking... Are you just remembering it?
No, I'm laughing at Todd's joke. Okay, so Robert Patrick's coach.
Yeah, he's standing right behind Lilith, way too close. Oh, is that
scared the shit out of me? Yeah,
it's a little.
It's very suggestive because he's asking for a pencil.
I mean, this is like borderline sexual assault.
Ask for something thicker.
Well, it was nice knowing you guys. We had a good run, Mikey.
I'm just gonna jump out the window
like a marker.
What, do you have a weather map to change?
No, don't laugh at that. That's the best political scandal of all time.
It's stupid and a federal offense.
I know. All right. So he's creepily asking her for a pencil and she's like, back up, get the fuck off me.
I mean, this is very Me Too.
It really is.
It's very unsettling.
And then he stabs her through the fucking hand with a pencil.
Holy.
Like, all the way through.
Well, first she's like, I think you've been drinking, coach. You need to get away.
Sleep it off. Get the fuck off me.
Fine. I'll hand you a pencil. And then he stabs her through the hand with it.
Yeah. I always wanted to do that. She scratches him with her keys.
Yeah.
To be fair, I've always wanted to stab someone through the hand with something too.
To be fair, I've always wanted to stab somebody in the face with my keys.
See?
Mikey?
I've got to go. They both turned and looked at me.
So now she's running and the doors are locked and she sees the redheaded teacher.
They're not just locked. They're chained and deadbolted. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's a gap enough where like she can still talk to the redheaded teacher outside.
Yeah.
And Mikey even said when we were like seeing the redheaded teacher, he goes, oh man, she's definitely in on it.
Yeah, she said she's been evil the whole time. Yeah.
And I was looking at her
like, what the fuck, Mikey?
I haven't watched this movie since I was in 8th eighth grade. So, wait, you didn't know?
No. Oh, okay. I thought you were just fucking with me.
I did not remember this movie at all.
Yeah, because she does eventually get back to her desk, get her keys. Yeah.
She gets out just barely. They trap the Terminator coach inside. Yeah. And she's like, phew, we're safe now. But not so fast.
And then Carrie's mom stabs her with scissors.
Yeah, dude.
And she says, I always wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And then
I can see your dirty pillows.
And then fade to black.
Yeah.
So now we fade in on every 90s high school ever.
Yeah, late 90s high school.
Right. Mm-hmm. Full with people who are at least 21 to 28.
They're hot.
Can we talk about how this is the beginning of every like 90s high school based TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Like they even get name cards.
They do. Yeah, I like it.
And not like the cast's name, like their character name comes up on the screen. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of them.
With a freeze frame. Yeah, you're right. And this is how we learn
who they
are.
There aren't that many of them.
There's like 8?
No, it's no more than 7.
There are 6.
I was wrong.
During this opening, there's so much bullying going on in this high school.
True. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no parental supervision at all.
No, there's not.
It is kind of like a free-for-all.
It is pretty much look at hot Josh Hartnett and mm-hmm. watch Frodo Baggins have the beginning of the worst day of his life.
Yes.
Because yeah. he ends up at the end of this scene, he ends up in the bathroom with a bloody nose,
yeah.
holding his nuts because he's just been racked on the
This guy's the geek.
The flagpole.
Mm-hmm. Not only does he get racked in the nuts on the flagpole by 4 people,
yeah. Yeah.
he gets punched in the face and the nose and gets a bloody nose.
That's the first time we see him. He's walking off the school bus and he gets elbowed in the face.
And did you have 3 other friends that you could pick on someone with growing up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He was on the football team.
That makes sense.
All right, so we see Zeke screeching his tires through the parking lot. Then we see Elijah Wood who gets knocked down.
Yeah. I hate Josh Hartnett.
Oh,
he is
the worst in this movie.
He's
the best in this movie.
He has the worst haircut I have ever seen.
He cut his own hair. Fun fact.
He's got like a bowl cut, but with like fins on the sides.
Yeah. It's a little messy. But look, he can pull it off and I'm not mad because look.
Yeah. I mean,
he does not pull it off.
No, he looks horrible.
And he's got that 90s look of like 3 shirts and a bowling shirt over it.
He looks a little old, but he's also a 5th year senior. So.
Yeah, he is. It's super dreamy. I'm going to try to contain myself.
I really did hate his character, though. Like, I really hated his character.
I not like it as much.
Right.
Because I used to think he was just the dreamiest of all dreaminess.
Well, your taste in man has matured.
Well, yeah, because I dated guys like him, and it turns out a lot of them are assholes.
Yeah.
Who would have thought the school drug dealer is an asshole?
Yeah, imagine
exactly.
that.
I know. So we also see Stokely, who is Clea Duvall. I don't know how to say
her. I don't know how to say her name either, but
she's a goth chick.
You would recognize her. Yeah, she's wearing black on black on black.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes are completely black. Not like punch black, but like, you know.
Yeah.
Makeup.
So. Yeah, makeup black, right?
And we see Stan run into her, and they're mean to each other. And then Delilah is like telling her cheerleaders how to do her hair. And also,
you pronounced her name wrong. It's Delilah.
Love someone tonight.
Nailed it.
Be mean to someone all the time.
Yeah, if you're 35, you get that joke. If you're not.
And used to listen to actual radio.
Stan is the captain of the football team.
He is.
Bumps into the goth girl. And this is the first time he bumps into her. This happens a lot in the movie.
Yeah. But Delilah is editor of the newspaper and captain of the cheerleading team and wears Estee Lauder lips that take 72 minutes to apply. And I have puzzled that sentence over and over in my head for 20 years.
What?
I can't figure out why it would take that long to put lipstick on. And I just want to find out what this magical lipstick
is. Because it's like many coats and she has to wait in between applications so it dries.
But she also doesn't want him to kiss her.
No, she's the worst girlfriend
ever.
She really
is.
I hate her.
Oh, and then we meet Zeke in the bathroom selling drugs to half the cast of that 70s show.
Yes.
But there's like freeze frames on all these people.
I know. And then like 90s written in blood their names.
It's horrible.
I'm cool with it.
Sure. I didn't hate it. But it's not like a good movie. It's a fun movie. No,
we see Zeke selling drugs. That's his freeze frame in the bathroom. Then it cuts to the stall where Elijah Wood is crying, bruised. His balls are probably black from being racked against the pole.
Yeah, they pick him up and
he's crying. I was like, this movie is really depressing.
Yeah, he literally just saved the world, and you know now they're treating him like shit at high school.
How did he save the world?
He actually, by dropping the ring into Mount Doom.
This
is before
that.
This is his origin story.
I didn't realize that.
Lord of the Rings didn't come until 2001.
Oh wow,
well,
okay.
Actually, guys.
So Peter Jackson was like, "Give me that nerd from the faculty movie."
Well, Robert Rodriguez and Peter Jackson are good friends, so that's actually maybe a possibility.
What? Really?
I've got a fun fact about it.
Yeah! Oh my God. All right, we're going to hold off for that. All right, moving on. So we've met our cast of wacky high school students.
We have, and it is very Breakfast Club.
Except not good.
Breakfast Club. No. We've got the same cast of the Breakfast Club. We've got Bender.
Oh, is I got Zeke. You. Yeah.
We've got Molly Ringwald is Delilah. We've got Anthony Michael Hall is Casey.
I bet that was the elevator pitch for this movie.
Yep.
Yeah. Emilio Estevez is Stan. And who am I met? Stokely is
the weird chick. Name? I can't remember.
Ali Sheedy. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Well done.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
I bet the elevator pitch was it's Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but with the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
I bet that's what it was.
And like Scream.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have not met Mary Beth and the rest of her nine.
Mary Beth Louise.
Fletcherson, Hutchinson, Smith, Jones.
Whatever her name is, yes.
From Atlanta. Yeah, we have not met her, and she is not a character from The Breakfast Club because...
She's...
We'll find out later.
Southern.
Yeah, there are no Southerners in The Breakfast Club. Hey, this is in Ohio, too.
She meets Stokely, the goth chick, mm-hmm. because the other ones are like, don't talk to that lesbian. And so she's like, hey, I've always wanted to talk to a lesbian. I was like, oh, this movie's not aging so good.
No, I don't have any lesbians in my lineage. Yeah, it's...
In my lineage?
That's what she says.
It is what she says. What she says. Just ridiculous.
It is
but
ridiculous.
But thinking back on it, I mean, she is, spoiler alert, the demon. What is it? It's an alien, I guess?
The alien, yeah.
So she probably doesn't know exactly what lesbian is at this point because she's brand new to body.
But it's also the late 90s, and I feel like this was like not as many people were as out and as transparent then. So that's... there's a lot of homophobia in this movie that just is like...
Oh, like, casual. It's fine.
I lived the 90s. I remember.
Yeah. I mean, people would call you...
That was the insult of choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, I grew up saying that to people. Like, so we can't say that
you
now.
You don't say it
horrible.
Anymore, right?
No.
You know that it's offensive.
Yeah. I wish I had the foresight to know that then.
Right.
Didn't.
Yeah. So we're meeting all these kids, but we're also seeing a bunch of like kids fighting at the school. Like we see a couple that is like just punching each other and pushing each other all the time. And then we see a fender bender and the two girls get out and just start
like
beating
the
shit out of each other.
Right?
Yeah. Like one like drags one out and like pulls her onto the hood of a car.
Yeah. Like bangs her head against the car. There's no like teachers anywhere.
No. Yeah. It's a horrible, horrible place. Ohio.
So Mary Beth has like this terrible
super
southern
accent.
And she's like, I'm from Atlanta, which is like a huge city where no one has an accent.
Yeah, that's not what we sound like. Hey guys, do we have an accent, listeners?
I think we do. We're all from the South, so if we have an accent, y'all let us know, all right?
Yeah. All right, so the next thing we see is the teacher's lounge.
Yes.
And we see even more teachers now, even more famous people.
Right, people who are now famous for sure.
Exactly. So we see our coach who was there the other day.
And he's just chugging water.
Yeah, like it ain't no thing.
These little paper cups that we used to have. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a real water cooler discussion. Okay, we see John Stewart, who does not have any salt and pepper in his hair.
And he's got the worst goatee ever.
Yeah.
And he's trying to, like, chat up Selma Hayek, who is sick, but also the school nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Also, all these teachers are terrible. Like, the history teacher's an alcoholic.
Yes. Yeah.
John Stewart's like really hitting on Selma Hayek, who's like
that doesn't make
addict.
Her terrible. You can have a thing for Selma Hayek. She's
right.
She's doing all
know
right.
Your place, John Stewart.
Oh, my God. I mean, I will say if John Stewart, even the hot John Stewart, which is how he is in this movie, he does not deserve a Selma Hayek.
No. And then Selma Hayek's a drug addict.
She's
taking pills because she's sick.
Well, they looked at her pills in the bag and there was like painkillers.
Yeah,
remember, the opiate crisis started during the 90s.
In Ohio?
I mean.
So John Stewart's trying to hit on Selma Hayek and they say something about stabbing me in the eye.
Oh, and
blinky.
I totally called this.
You did, yeah.
I was like, oh, he's going to get turned and they're going to stab him in the eye. We'll get back to that in like 15 minutes.
For eyeshadowing.
Oh, well.
It's a little on the nose.
Or on the eye.
It's in the eye. Jen, it's the eye. Yeah.
Pardon me. So now we see Zeke, who is so dreamy, in class with nervous teacher who would never be able to last through an entire class.
She's
because
super
she can,
meek.
Yes, she is. You got to have authority. Hey, teachers out there, talk like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't hit on your students.
Welcome back to that.
Don't
even
do
if
that.
They look like Josh Hartnett.
Oh, okay. In all fairness, though, Josh Hartnett is 30 in this movie, and she's probably 28.
He's so 19. Like, he is 19.
That's still legal.
If you were a high school teacher and you had Josh Hartnett as a 19-year-old.
I'd have him. No. You can't cross that line. You have to wait till they graduate.
You do, Mikey.
Yeah.
But he didn't graduate. He got held back.
I know. She was like, I waited for you all this time. I wrote you letters every day of your freshman year.
Just like the notebook.
Yeah. Man, for the record, I would not be inappropriate with any students. And
you're
I was
married.
Never inappropriate with any students. Yes. Yeah. And my husband was not ever one of my students.
So anyway, so Meek teacher is talking about she's like the English teacher.
Yeah.
She's talking about some shit, but really meekly. But Josh Hartnett reveals in this scene that he's actually a secret genius.
He is,
and knows about
that.
Oh my God. Yeah. I hated this about his character because he flunked his senior year and is now repeating his senior year. And I'm expected to believe that not only is he the handsomest man I've ever seen, but he's also a genius.
You have
and
eyes.
And he's
though.
Rich. I hate him. I hate him and his character.
Aww.
He's the worst.
You hate him because you wanted to be him in high school?
No, I didn't want to.
Oh, he's so dreamy. All right, so now Stan is telling Delilah he wants to quit the football team, and she's talking about the accepted social order and that she's going to dump him if he quits the football team because she's the head cheerleader and she can't be dating no scrubs.
No, and he's like, don't you love me for my brain? And she's like, no, you're an idiot. I love you for your arms.
Exactly.
Stop being
stupid. We're in high school. How are you going to support me?
Yeah.
By being smart and making money? No, by taking a chance on a football
She's
scholarship.
A high school girl, man. True. They're not the smartest.
Yeah, but she's very mean girl.
So she is.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be, though. Like,
is,
I do not like Delilah, but I can't remember the actress's name, but she does a good job.
Jordana Brewster.
There
yeah, she does. Yeah. She does. But
oh,
she never
she's
gets...
She's so dreamy.
Like, like Molly Ringwald gets her redeeming, like, I'm still a human moment, and yeah. Jordana Brewster, she has a tiny little bit of it at one point.
At the end.
Yeah, when she was like, I haven't been this happy since my dad died. She's just really mean.
That's a lot of dialogue. I haven't been this happy since my dad died.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
She has two more redeemable moments when they're... She's hiding out with the dork, and then she's like kind of flirting with him.
Let's get there.
Quit being a Jordana Brewster apologist, Mikey.
Yeah. I'm on to you.
So now we're in Kay Uger's class. And
who is that his
history,
name?
History
That's
class.
What, I don't know what his name
Alcoholic
is.
History teacher.
Alcoholic history teacher, Kay Uger. And he's, I put teaching in quotations because he's just reading out of a chapter. He didn't even know what chapter.
Oh, yeah, no, he's like, everyone turned to chapter four. And then the guy who's quitting the football team to be smart, he's like, well, actually, we're going to go to chapter five. We did chapter four next week.
He's like, what?
Last week.
Well, because he stands trying to like take himself seriously and grow as a person.
Yeah.
And the history teacher is an alcoholic who hates teaching, and he just wants to learn something new. I don't see the point of making fun of him, guys.
I'm not making fun of him. I'm making fun of the history teacher who's the worst.
He is, but he's probably tired of not getting paid or respected or supported.
And then the goth girl noticed. This is a cute moment. The goth girl notices the quarterback corrects him on the chapter. And
oh, yeah, yeah. She kind of gives him a look.
Yeah, she does. She's like, ooh, look at this nerd.
And so now Mary Beth goes and starts to make fun of Stokely. And we know, spoilers, guys, we know that Mary Beth is actually the queen alien. So she's kind of targeting Stokely because she's an outcast.
Up to this point of the movie, the alien has really just been turning teachers. And we see them slowly turning the faculty, not to say the name of the movie, but you know what I'm saying.
Elijah Wood says it all the time.
I know.
He does, I know. And so she's saying, oh, I didn't know you were a lesbian. That's okay. I've never met a lesbian in real life. She's like, no, dude, I'm not a lesbian. I just don't like talking to people.
I just don't like people.
You.
So I tell people I'm a lesbian. Or maybe she doesn't tell people that, but she allows that rumor to continue.
Right.
Because
so
it keeps people away from her. I get that.
Yeah, I do too. Now we see Elijah Wood is sitting by himself being sad on the bleachers.
Oh, yeah. And it's the weirdest Zoom ever. Like,
I know.
It's almost like a pedophile is like scoping out the school from like the parking lot. And they're like, oh, who is this nerd? Because it's from really far away, the camera zooms in on him. Yeah. And he's by himself up in the top bleachers. And then he walks down after eating his lunch, and he has a moment with the football coach who is now turned.
Yeah, talking about like chasing him and stuff. He's being real menacing.
Yeah.
What are you doing on the football field? This ain't the lunchroom. And he's like, I don't have any friends.
But he finds something that may or may not be a ring that turns you invisible on the ground.
It's a locust. He finds it.
Yeah, it looks like a cicada.
It does. Yeah, it's real gross. I would rather find a ring. So he finds something.
I'd rather find a ring than a bug, too. Yeah, but then you have to walk all the way to Mordor and then climb up Mount Doom.
You know what?
And then lose a finger and make that go in the lava. And then the whole time, Gandalf knows that there are giant fucking eagles that can just fly.
This is why Lord of the Rings doesn't work as a narrative. I can't.
Mikey just flipped the table and stormed out.
The eagle. I can't.
Let's move on.
All right. Stokely sees Carrie's mom teacher talking to Miss Brommel and closes the door and gives her a knowing look.
Yes.
And Stokely's like,
and that was weird.
I hate when people do eye contact, like when they're shutting the doors and you're like, is this? What are you doing? No. This is awkward.
If we ever like get split up on an elevator, I'm going to like just stare you down as it closes in front of me.
So now Mary Beth wants to be lab partners with Stokely.
Yeah. Mary Beth is all over Stokes.
She is. Yeah. She thinks she's a lesbian.
No. What? It's because she's the alien and she's trying to turn the outcast.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. The whole thing is a metaphor for conformity in high school.
Yeah.
So John Stewart is our lab teacher.
Yeah, he's like the science teacher, right?
Yeah, and they're looking at this thing Casey found. Casey, who is Elijah Wood, who's
right,
dreaming.
Frodo.
And he says it may be a new species, and so they're looking at it. And Stokely, Usher is real mean to Stokely, and she dumps water on
Usher
it.
Usher was in this movie.
Oh yeah,
for
Usher's in this movie
too. Yeah, Usher. Yeah.
Usher.
So it gets water on it, and it starts like growing a bunch of tentacles.
Yeah,
it
revives it sort of.
Yeah.
And then John Stewart's like, let's give it a shitload of water. So he puts
it in
fish tank.
An empty fish tank that's just there.
Fish die a lot, so there's empty fish tanks all
really
over the place. Yeah.
They're like, the world's littered with empty fish tanks.
Is this that thing you're going to grab onto on this movie?
No.
Okay.
So they put him in the water, and now it grows a bunch of tentacles and becomes really cool.
Yeah, and then he's like,
this is an unknown species.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick my hand in it.
Oh, it changed its skin a little bit. I want to touch it.
Right. No. No means no, John Stewart.
Yeah, he at least puts gloves on.
That's
and then
true.
He reaches his hand in there, and then it splits and becomes two, and then bites John Stewart.
Right. Elijah Wood says, where did it get teeth? From its mom.
What?
That's how you get all of your stuff.
From your mom? Yeah.
I believe it's 50-50.
DNA.
They go halvesies on a baby.
I mean, it goes halvesies in the water.
It does go halves in the water and then bites John Stewart.
It does, yeah. And then it does this cool thing where...
I've got halves in the water.
Gross. Stokely puts her hand up to the glass and it like mirrors her hand with its tentacles. It's cool. All right. So now the coach is just standing and staring at a bunch of swimmers. I guess he's the swim team coach too or something.
I mean, he might just be like lifeguarding. He is just in the pool area.
Right.
And then Stan walks up to him and says, oh, I'm going to quit the football team.
Right.
And he is now an alien. It's like, all right, buddy, that sounds good.
Right. This is pretty funny because this starts the whole trope of the movie. Like if they get converted to an alien, they're like the perfect person. So he's like,
yeah,
you must be going through a lot. This might be like a turning point for you emotionally. Yeah. And I just want you to know I support your decisions.
He's also saying the word human way too much.
Yeah.
Right.
This is how humans talk, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is very clear that he is an alien at this point. It's
right.
good. I like, and dude is a great actor, but
it's funny.
Yeah, it works.
He makes a good point because Stan is quitting the football team the day before the big game. So yeah, he's quit the football team and I guess everything's okay. So he goes to take a shower in the locker room.
Oh yeah. And they see Frodo because the kids are making fun of Frodo.
Yeah, yeah. And, Stan
and then they have like the only honest moment in this whole movie where Frodo's looking at Stan and Stan walks by. What, do you know what that exchange is?
Yeah, I did. Casey says, man, it really must blow to be you. And Stan says, you have no idea.
Which I think they're trying to go for. Like, it's also hard to be at the top of the social structure.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Well, that's why Stan quit the football team.
Right.
He was tired of being so popular.
And he also,
he literally says that.
He does.
That is the most ridiculous thing ever.
He wants to get D all by himself.
He's just being honest with his feelings. I like Stan. He's very
sensitive.
No, he
is. No, I do like Stan.
I like Stan.
He took those two jocks off of Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
To get him to stop picking on him.
That's true.
Agree.
I am so not surprised that you identify with Stan in this movie, too.
Why?
Because you're a former Jack with a heart of gold.
Oh, you guys.
So now Stan's taking a shower just in the middle of the shower room because apparently that happens.
Well, this is like the high school trope of shower rooms because it's like open area with just shower spigots.
I know. You two were like, did you shower? And I was like, yeah, I did. I showered with a group of people.
Yeah, I didn't ever shower in high school after gym.
I did, but we had like curtains. It was like single stalls. Yeah.
There was only
like
one rule. Don't open the curtain. Always look up.
Don't drop the soap.
So Stan is showering.
He's
and then
a shower. And then he gets accosted by a lady teacher.
He does. Very old lady teacher. This was very gross.
It was. And she's troubled because she's looking for help.
She's literally like dying, melting away.
Right.
And Stan, instead of like hitting her or pushing her and being like, oh, you're gross, get away from me. He actually sort of like holds her.
Right.
He's like very sweet to this woman who is whatever.
And she's like taking her clothes off. And it's because she wants to get water on her skin.
Well, and she's probably like dehydrating from the inside out, we find out later, right? So yeah, she's only in the shower because she wants water, not
she
him.
Looks
but
like her skin's bubbling. Stan takes this like a champ, though. He's completely naked and embraces her, which is a weird thing.
Welcome to the conversation. Yeah, I literally just said that.
Did you really say that?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He holds on to her, like embraces her, and tells Frodo Baggins to go get
Why
some help.
Why would he hold on to her? Is he
because
that nice?
She's dying.
Yeah.
You incapacitated. Passionate a-hole.
Why wouldn't he push her down and hold her head underwater?
No, I would lay her down on the ground, not just embrace her.
Well, he does when her scalp comes off in his hand.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, she's already bleeding a bit on her boils. Like,
yeah.
I would not, like, my penis is out. Like, I wouldn't want.
Mikey, put it away.
I know.
Do it.
Jeez.
Like, in this, if it was in the scene.
Jen, don't look.
Just these shorts are so short.
Can I?
But she's saying, whispering, they want everyone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this is the first time Stan knows something's up.
All it took was a lady dying in his arms.
Yeah. while he was naked. So now, redheaded drama teacher, who's Carrie's mom, is explaining that Mrs. Brommel has cancer and that she has
she's on all kinds of drugs, and that's why she had that allergic reaction. How do they explain that away?
I don't know.
Whatever, man. Yeah,
they said she had cancer and she was on a bunch of drugs and was delirious.
Yes. And it was a tragic thing. Now, Casey's not buying it, and he's looking out, and he sees Coach standing in the middle of all the sprinklers, just looking like a Terminator, not moving.
Yes.
I love
soaked.
Him.
Yeah, but we find out that they love water. They crave
they
hydration.
Do. Yes.
So he's just soaking up the water.
So here's my problem with this movie. Why didn't they start their attack in the ocean?
Because there aren't people in the ocean.
They need people? Why couldn't they just do dolphins?
Well, I...
You give me a lot to think about.
Because the alien queen's like, I came from a planet of endless ocean. And I'm like, why does she land in the arm?
Maybe
ocean?
She's sick of oceans.
Yeah.
She's like, she's a high school girl. She's like so over it.
Right. She's like, I'm curious about lesbians.
She's by land curious.
So now Zeke is selling bootlegs of porn or something out of his trunk.
He's pretty much like an entrepreneur. He sells drugs, pornography,
fake
IDs.
He's like Red from Shawshank Redemption.
Sure, yeah.
For this high school, only super dreamy.
Speaking of people who want to get it from Josh Hartnett, this meek teacher rolls up on him, and he's like, do you need some X-Lax? How about some Magnum condoms?
Yeah, they're cherry flavored.
She's like, we've had some complaints you're selling drugs to the students. Mm-hmm. I need you to stop.
You can't sell on school property. Not that it's illegal to sell drugs.
This was the 90s. It was a different time. People didn't actually get in trouble or expelled for anything.
So she says, like, he says, for your, like, here, you need some condoms. Like, you just need to get laid so you can get off my ass.
Because you're so uptight.
Yeah. And she's like, you're just so rude.
Like, turns around and cries as she's walking away.
And that's, well, I mean, he was being rude. An asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when I thought, like, this is why I didn't want to teach high school. But yeah, it made me sad for her. I don't like her and don't think she's a great teacher because she needs to get some fucking confidence. But yeah, it is sad and he's being a dick.
She's in the wrong profession.
She really should
be a librarian.
She should.
She's real submissive.
She's got the voice for it.
Well, she's got the 90s trope of like, oh, I'm really ugly because I've got glasses and a ponytail, but you could tell she's really
her
hot.
Hair's a little because she's Famke Janssen and she's like super hot.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're into that kind of thing,
you mean women?
Yeah,
gross.
All right, so now Casey and Delilah are talking in the library and they're talking about how Casey is a geeky Stephen King kid. And
yes.
I was a geeky Stephen King kid, except I was not geeky.
You're a geeky Stephen King adult.
I know, it's awesome. Hey guys, join me.
And
it's
also, if you want to hear more about that, listen to either one of the It episodes.
That's right.
Or Carrie.
Yeah.
Or Mist.
Or Misery.
Oh God.
It's awesome. Or read any one of my blogs.
Yes.
Yeah. Stephen King's the best.
No, he's like, I think something's really going on. And she's like, I'm not writing a story about that. I'm editor-in-chief of the newspaper. And I want to sell actual newspapers.
Yeah.
You're a loser.
Right, exactly. Let's go into the teacher's lounge and ransack everybody's shit so I can get a story.
No, then Elijah Wood's like, you know what? Maybe if you can be nice sometimes when you're not a super bitch all the time. And we were like, whoa!
Get her, Frodo!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they run into the closet because they hear two teachers coming into the teacher lounge.
Right.
And it's the drama teacher and coach. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about people they've turned or whatever.
Right. And what happened to Ms. Brommel? And it was like, you have to be careful with the heat because it makes them too impulsive.
But wait, dun dun dun.
Selma Hayek enters the scene.
Yeah.
And she's not been turned. She's the school nurse. She is sick.
Yeah.
And so they have like some dialogue with the two turned teachers and Selma Hayek. And then they attack her. And you see how they do convert people over to the alien side. And that is they throw up
A worm into their ear.
You get really close to a girl's ear, and then you open your mouth.
Yeah.
You tackle her and pin her down while another woman watches, and then you stick a big pink thing in her ear.
I gotta go.
As long as everybody's like cool with it.
Yeah.
She's not cool with it, though.
No, Selma Hayek is not on board.
But he gets all veiny. He's standing over her, and he gets like...
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he gets real veiny.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's because there's so much blood in it.
It's gross.
Like the veins
it's
are
going
really...
there to make it more powerful.
Yeah. Well, harder, at least.
Anyways, so now Ms. Brommel is in the closet where Casey and Delilah are hiding.
Right.
And she's all gross. And she's
they were playing 7 minutes in heaven
out.
And then a dead woman pops out. It really ruined the vibe.
It does.
Anyway, so Delilah can't keep her big mouth shut because there's
a dead
lady next to her. Come on, man.
Scalp missing.
God.
Yeah. It's just half her scalp.
Yeah. Like, grow up, Delilah.
Really?
So the two teachers hear them.
Mm-hmm.
So they come over and then Frodo spears the coach with like a broom.
Yeah, dude. dude.
And then
it's
they
awesome.
Run out.
Go Frodo. And
then they get out, they run out of the room and then run out of the school, right?
They run right into the principal.
The principal
in the hallway.
Like,
right.
What do you mean something's wrong?
The principal who we thought
not
was
evil
just
at all.
Dead.
Right.
Because she got stabbed. Like, it wasn't that they turned her. They stabbed her to death
they
with,
did.
Like, scissors.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And this is the first time we've seen her since then.
Yes.
And Kay Uger's there,
and she's
too.
She's looking good.
Mikey really enjoyed this principal. Listen, I thought she was cute, but you were into it.
Yeah. I have a type.
And it's being dominated.
So now they're telling the principal what happened. She's like, oh, well, of course. No, I'm actually an alien, so I don't believe you at all, but I'm going to pretend to believe you.
They don't say any of those things.
I know, but that's
it's implied.
Yeah, it is implied.
She basically says that, and they're like, well, fuck this, we're out. They run away.
Well, no, because she says, well, let's just go see what happens. Smarmy, smarm. And then Salma Hayek walks out, like, all confident and sexy.
All three of them are standing there, the coach, drama teacher, and Salma Hayek,
And they've got evil alien in their eyes.
Clearly.
Yeah, so now they're like, oh, look, see, you're
like
an idiot.
Like a big pizza pie.
And so now they say, fuck this, we're out. And so they're running out. And Delilah's like running in heels and she just books it. And Casey fights it in the hallway.
Yeah, Frodo cannot stay on his feet. It's almost like he got possessed by what's his face?
By the spirit of Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, by the spirit of Matthew Lillard for sure. It was hilarious.
He's on roller skates. So yeah, he bites it in the hallway and Delilah just leaves him.
Yeah, she's like, he even yells, wait for me. And she's like, fuck you. That's awesome. Yeah.
All right. So now Casey comes back with the police. And Shooter McGavin. He's called the police and he said, there's a dead body in school and I was just attacked by my
teachers. I actually like this part because I like when movies do something that is realistic. Like,
right. Like he would call
his parents were supportive and believed him because he's a good kid.
For a little bit,
Until they prove otherwise.
Yes.
True. Yeah. So they open up the closet, and then there's Resuscitation Annie.
Yes.
Fun fact, I have called lots of resuscitation dummies Resuscitation Annie because of this movie.
Did anyone get it or laugh?
No.
Imagine that, Mike.
But I just thought that's what jokes were like. I didn't know.
Guys, you can't see this, but Jenna's openly weeping.
I didn't know it was funny until this podcast. So the police are there and they say they called Delilah, but nobody answered. And she may have been being turned at that point. That's the speculation.
We'll come back to that.
We will.
That is a speculation zone. TM, the cult podcast.
Hey, cult podcast.
Sister pod.
Our big sister pod, yeah. So they're saying, aha, yeah, it was a big mistake. You're an idiot, Casey. His parents are embarrassed. And
because they prove, quote unquote, that it wasn't a dead body. It was
it's
little
a resuscitation
orphan Resuscitation
Annie,
right? Mm-hmm. And then they leave, and the cops are talking to the principal, right?
Uh-huh, and the principal's like, hey, cop. Why don't we come talk in my office? We can go make those calls. So they're in there for 3 seconds, which is not long enough to make any phone calls.
But it is long enough to finish.
That's all I need.
Yeah. And that's all that cop needed. Because when he walks out, he looks real relaxed.
Yeah.
Looks like he really needs to smoke. And the principal is like putting her blazer back on.
And underneath her blazer is a real low-cut shirt.
Yeah. And he's got a new sense of confidence about him.
Oh, yeah. He's like,
that's the best part of that whole thing.
Yeah. She's like wiping the corners of her mouth. Like,
gross. No. She's turned him. And now he's bad. And he's going to go infect all the cops, which we're going to see soon. And then Principal Will is like, hey, father, you want to come talk to me in my office?
I think
she's trying to get the mom. Yeah.
She tries to
like,
get
hey,
the mom
I go
to go.
Both ways.
Yeah. And then during this, Frodo's parents have been saying, maybe you should talk to a shrink.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't need to talk to a shrink. And that's what the principal's like, let me talk to your mom real quick. And the mom's like, okay, let's go talk. He goes,
she's like, no.
I'll talk to the shrink. Let's just go. Right now. I'll go to the shrink.
That's kind of a big jump, though. Like, there was a dummy in the closet. Let's say he made a mistake. He's being heavily bullied.
I wouldn't say bullied. It's his parents. Like, they're just concerned about
it. At school, he's being bullied.
Oh, yeah.
And,
definitely.
Like, he mistakes a dummy for being a dead body, and his parents are like, you know what? You need to see a doctor, because this is all ridiculous. There's definitely nothing going on that would make you anxious.
Although, I'll say this. He might should talk to a therapist. Yeah. Everyone should talk to a therapist.
Dude, if you're
therapy
getting attacked.
Therapy saved my life. Like,
true.
Everyone, yeah.
But now the football Terminator coach is asking if Casey wants to join the football team.
Yeah,
Wingy
because he's
blingy.
Got some speed on him.
Mm-hmm. And then he gives dad the Shooter McGavin shooter thing.
Oh, yeah. He's Shooter McGavin's Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Now they get home and I remember why I hated living in my house in high school because.
Oh, they're like ransacking his room. Oh, my favorite part of this is like his mom was like. Get the porn.
Uh-huh,
like,
yeah.
Very like, we know you jerk it in here. The funny thing is, this is 98, right?
98, yeah.
So this is 98, and they don't realize that he doesn't look at those magazines. He just goes online.
Exactly. Yeah. But they take his internet and his phone.
They don't take his internet.
Yeah, they do. They take his modem.
They don't take his computer.
They take his modem from the computer.
Oh, I forgot. This is before modems were in computers.
Yes, they took the modem.
Oh my god!
They're attached to the side of the
computer. Yeah, when there were like nine pieces to a computer, and you had to plug them all
on AOL tonight.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's not going to be A/S/L question mark. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Dude.
So now he climbs out the window because he's got to get porn somewhere, and he's out on the roof, and he sees the faculty standing there, and I really like this because it's by like a picket fence, and you just see them in the shadows.
Yeah.
And so then he falls onto a bush off of his roof.
Because it was the 90s. People still had bush.
I don't know. I mean, I could tell you about like later 2000s.
I could tell you about like three people. So he falls into a bush and the faculty are about to get like right on top of him. And
oh, yeah. They're like reaching out for him. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but then they're nowhere to be found.
I think that was a hallucination.
I think it might have been too. But
sorry, how do you say that word?
Hallucination.
Okay. That makes sense.
Hallucination.
Yeah. It's a hallucination.
Hallucination.
So yeah, he hallucinated them. It's got to be a hallucination, right?
The
dad grabs him up, still porno mags
still
in hand.
Still holding the porno mag.
It's stuck to his hand.
Inside.
He tried to put it down.
Oh, gross. I do think it's, I mean, if the timeline is as quick as it seems in the movie, like he immediately jumps out the window the second the door closes.
Right.
So it makes sense that the dad just walked downstairs. So yeah.
All right. So now the dad, Shooter McGavin, is driving Elijah Wood to school to the sounds of Creed.
Yes.
I'm a boy and I'm a man.
Oh man. Do you remember when everyone thought Creed was a good band?
I do. Yeah.
I thought that.
I thought that too.
I had all the Scream 3 soundtracks.
So embarrassing.
All the Scream soundtracks.
All right. So
Coach goes over to talk to his dad, giving menacing looks to Casey, making him think that maybe he's about to infect his dad.
Do you think he does?
I think he probably does.
I mean, I think he probably does too. We don't see him anymore, but I think he probably does. He's like, let me whisper something in your ear real quick. Mm-hmm.
I would be like, no, I don't know you. Like, and I'm in the car and you're just a kid, my kid's teacher. I don't need you to.
He's not even your kid's teacher. He's the football coach at the school your kid goes to school at.
But he wants his kid to be on the football team so his kid can a man.
But Elijah Wood clearly said, I don't want your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now we have the water montage in the teacher's lounge.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's drinking water, man.
Yep.
It's funny, though, because it shows like everyone that like had horrible habits before, like pills or like alcohol is now just like. Clean
water.
Living, baby.
Right, drinking water. They're just trying to be healthy.
This movie's ahead of its time.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's now 2018.
Everyone's like, listen, cardio and clean living, doing it right.
So now they're back in Cayuga history class, and Mary Beth is encouraging Stokely to go talk to Stan, because I think she can see that Stokely's given Stan the eye.
Oh, yeah.
And but she's already
dead of letting her talk to him.
She like pushes him on top of her lap, his lap.
Oh, his lap, yeah. The girl literally lands on his lap.
Yeah.
It works.
It does. I mean, they end up together, Mikey. Clearly, that's all it takes.
All right. So now Stokely's talking about the big game, and he says that he quits the team. And we find out that Stokely actually follows the game because she's like, oh, is that what the time when you scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like,
she's got a crush on him.
Yeah, definitely. She has
respect me for my social studies.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. This is when he says why he quit the team, because he was just so tired of everybody kissing his ass and him being popular and liked all this.
Yeah, I hate being at the top of the food chain. It's the worst.
No, I actually like this story because he was like, I made a D in the chemistry test, and the teacher was like, oh, I'm going to give you an A because you have such a great arm. And he was like, I didn't like that. It made me feel real not good.
Yeah. I earned that D.
Yeah, I got that D all on my own.
And so Stokely was like, trying to earn that D.
Yeah, she was like, yo, I want to earn that D.
Uh-huh.
And she does. She actually does, through the course of this movie, earn a D.
Yeah, by conforming and putting on a cardigan instead of what she wanted
and
to
and taking
wear.
Off that
well,
black
let's be honest here. All that goth stuff was still Tommy Hilfiger.
It was still Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, my God. There's so much fucking Tommy Hilfiger in this movie.
I wore a lot of Tommy Hilfiger back.
It was like back when
period.
I modeled.
How old were you?
8th grade and 9th grade.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
I was a Tommy Hilfiger model. My brother Logan and I were.
And look you at you now.
Keep that on your resume.
You gotta find a picture of it. Awesome.
I don't think I do, but I was like a runway model for Tommy Hilfiger 8th grade and 9th grade year. And then I stopped because I didn't want to be a model and people made fun of me.
Oh,
yeah.
You're just tired of being so popular. All
yeah,
time.
I hated being the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
I wanted to earn that D on my own.
I'm just tired of wearing pink on Wednesdays all the time. Okay, so now Zeke is being dreamy with Mary Beth in the hallway, and she's saying that she's allergic to aspirin because he's showing her his homemade drugs that he makes in these pens.
But yeah, so she is like, hey, I don't do drugs.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an ibuprofen girl.
I just wrote, he's super hot.
Oh, right. My God.
So now they go, he like convinces her to go into the chemistry lab where he just starts stealing a bunch of shit to make his drugs.
Yeah. And don't they sort of make out here?
They do, yeah, but we also see a line of teachers and they're doing ear exams.
Plus, why didn't she just infect him when she was making out with him?
Because she didn't want to?
She didn't want to stop making out with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so she
wanted to earn that D all on her own.
She did, yeah. Nice. All right. But before that, Usher is bumped into Stan and he's now the new captain of the football team. Zeke and Mary Beth are walking around and she says that both her parents are dead. And he says, both my parents are dead too.
Uh-huh. Not really.
Just kidding.
Yeah, they're just rich and they're off in Europe or something.
Yeah.
No, it's even worse. He's like, they might as well be because they travel a lot.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, right. Wow, brother.
That's real mean to say to someone whose parents are actually dead.
That's what the alien queen was like. You know what? I'm going to murder this planet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to destroy every last one of you sick motherfuckers. Yeah.
No, it's the same.
Oh,
so now the cast of that 70s show comes up and wants to buy all of the scat that Zeke has.
Yeah.
So that's what they call it. Why? Drugs in this movie.
Why do they call it scat?
Because he's the scat man.
Okay, I got it now.
I'm the scat man. But scat means something else, Mikey.
Scat means animal poop.
It also is a form of jazz.
Yes.
Yes. It's also shitty high school drugs and pens.
Apparently, yes. Yeah. Which are pretty much just caffeine pills.
But those things would never pass for a pen because ink is not white.
This is the problem you had with the movie?
I know.
Yeah, so we all agree. All right, let's move on. Okay, so.
But yeah, so they make out in this lab, right?
No. We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
So now the 70s show is trying to buy all of Zeke's drugs, and they're being real weird about it. They're like, give me everything you got. You got any more in your car? Do you have any more in your house?
When we saw this, I thought it was just because they were addicted.
Yeah.
But I think they have been turned.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get all of them away from him because they know that that can kill them.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. I guess there isn't a, is that right? Because it's all on how you read it. But that's what it seemed like to me.
Yes. And he puts a couple in his pocket.
Yeah, he's like, I don't have any more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now nervous teacher is now hot and she's wearing like a spaghetti strap shirt and she walks up and she's got confidence. She's not wearing her glasses anymore and her hair has a blowout. So now she has confidence and she's giving Zeke a bunch of shit and saying he doesn't know where his mom is and that Zeke's a big mistake and it's very inappropriate.
Yeah.
And I mean, he kind of deserves it because he was a dick to her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's definitely getting him back, but she has been definitely turned at this point.
Oh, yeah, she has. Mm-hmm. She looks completely different. So now Casey and Stokely are talking in the library about Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and they just call out the reference.
They're like, this movie is a ripoff of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
It's inspired by Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
It definitely is an homage.
I think it's pronounced homage.
My bad. It's a homage.
And Casey says the aliens are getting at them through the fiction because he's talking about all these stories, and he's saying, no, those are just like sci-fi stories. You're dumb. And so Casey's point is that if the aliens are telling all of these stories and making everybody think they're just fiction, that nobody would believe them when they actually came.
Yeah, the best trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Exactly. So they're saying, but Invasion of the Body Snatchers, they had pods and there are no pods.
Yeah.
And then she says, well, in one of the stories that inspired Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but she's saying, but there were parasites. And so Casey's like, ding, 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 ding. Well, I found this creepy, weird parasite ring-shaped thing on the football field the other day, and it was all weird.
That's right. So that's why they go back to John Stewart's classroom, right?
Yes. The water locust.
And they're in the John Stewart classroom while Zeke and the Southern Belle are in the classroom next door making out, which is the lab, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Or it's actually a lab supply closet.
Right.
Which makes sense because John Stewart's classroom is like a science with a lab. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Stan and Delilah have joined them, and they're all just kind of bickering over this fish tank. Because it's now empty.
Well, and they're also talking about, like, there are aliens in the school. They're, like, laying out the plan to football guy and Delilah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're overheard by Zeke and the Southern Belle. And then they come in there, and Josh Hartnett makes this sound like he's been turned. He's like, or whatever.
But he's super dreamy, so it's okay.
He's an idiot.
He just made out with the alien queen.
He did just make out with the alien queen. Yeah.
And she didn't turn him.
No.
Why?
Because
Josh Hartnett.
She wanted to get that D on her own. Why are we still having this conversation?
I don't understand.
But they're talking about why would they come here? Why wouldn't they like take over a giant city?
Got to start somewhere, man.
Exactly. In the ocean because they're water based.
Yeah, there are no dolphins here. But he's saying, well, why would they go to a big city and like make a big splash, or why they would come here and like sneak in through the back door?
Yeah, right. They're going to come and sneak through the back door, Mikey.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So now John Stewart comes in, like, what the fuck? Why are you stealing all of my chemistry supplies?
No, I don't think, like, he knows. He's like, what are you guys doing in here?
Shouldn't you be in class?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are in a class.
But the wrong class.
Yeah, and it's not class time.
And this is your favorite scene, I think,
it
Jen,
is
right?
One of my favorite scenes. Yeah, definitely. This is my move.
Josh Hart's like, well, I'm in the wrong place. I need to get out of here.
Well, and then Casey says they think he's an alien. And so they're, like, confronting him with all this stuff. I can't remember exactly what they say. But then John Stewart's like, oh, really? You think I'm an alien, right?
That's what a human would say, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You think I'm not a human being anymore. You might be an alien. And so then he goes over and he, like, slowly closes the blind to the door of the classroom. And then he turns around. He's like, sit down, everyone, or this will be quite simple, or something like that. Very alien.
Yeah. And then Josh Hart is like, oh, fuck no. And grabs the paper.
No, he tries, tries to leave. Yeah. John Stewart shoves him. And in response of being shoved, he tries to murder John Stewart.
Oh, yeah. He goes from student to murderer.
Yeah, and
like
this
that.
Is my move. He goes to the paper cutter, and he puts his foot on the paper cutter, and he rips the blade off the paper cutter, and then he whacks his fingers off. And that's what I'm going to do when the shit goes down.
He literally cuts off all of John Stewart's fingers.
Well, four of
it's
them.
It's just a coincidence that he was an alien.
He did just tell them to go sit down because this is
because
be
they're
quick.
Kids skipping class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did not have justification to murder him.
No. Anyway, so they go about fighting John Stewart, which ends up with stabbing him in the eye with the drug pens,
because
right?
Because his fingers get cut off and then immediately grow little wiggly vein things.
Well, that's the tentacles that
exactly.
was on the parasite. And
but
then the fingers start running off, too.
They do. And then John Stewart turns into the Terminator and is just, like, slamming them all over the place.
And everybody else is running around the classroom because they don't want to get fingered.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's about to kill Zeke. He's standing over him. And then Zeke stabs him in the eye with his drug pen.
Yeah.
So he got stabbed in the eye, just like he said to Selma Hayek at the beginning.
Because it was four eyeshadowing.
Ah.
That's your joke.
That is my joke.
Yeah, I'm just referencing your joke, Mikey.
It's a little on the nose for me. So then he pushes Josh Hartnett back, and all of this is in dreamy Josh Hartnett slow motion, and he breaks the fish tank and gets all wet and then falls on the floor. Yeah, so he's standing over Zeke, and he's got this pin in his eye, and it must be that the stuff finally, like, gets inside him. Because he starts to, like,
foam. His eye starts to, like, foam up.
Yeah, that's the word. And then he falls back down. And then Stan throws the paper cutter weapon to Zeke in a kind of badass hot way. And Zeke's about to go stab him a whole bunch more and murder a teacher. He's already dead.
Yeah, he's already dead. He dehydrated out. Yeah.
And Zeke does have a look on his face like, man, I just killed somebody. Like, you can tell it gets to him because he's sensitive.
So how fucked up is this? At the end of the movie, the meek teacher who gets beheaded in the movie, she's fine. John Stewart doesn't get his fingers back.
Yeah, and he's got an eye patch.
Yeah.
Okay, so now they are talking about getting the fuck out of there, and they're walking through, and everybody's happy in the high school now, and they walk through a classroom where everyone's got their hands up, and they see the couple that was always fighting and hitting each other, like, have their arms around each other and look all lovey-dovey. So everybody in the high school basically has been turned. So they're going out to Zeke's car, and they hear them, like, whispering their names, too. Yeah. As they're going out.
But it's pretty clear that they are either the only students left that have not been turned, or they're one of the only students. Like, right. There are not many people who are not already aliens.
Right. Right. And the football team and Usher are coming up to try to talk to Stan.
Right.
They usher up to him.
But they get into Zeke's car, and now they're pulling out. And they drive past a police checkpoint,
because
the police guy got. So now they're going to get everybody in the town.
Yeah, so they're pretty much turning the town.
Exactly.
And they go to Josh Hartnett's house. That's that's where they speed off to.
Yes, his house.
And Josh Hartnett goes into the, like, back pool area. Like, it's like their garage.
His back chandelier barn.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, they've got... I hate him so much. I hate his family. I hate him. I hate his hair. He's the worst. Anyway, so he goes into his barn, more or less, that has all of this...
laboratory barn.
Yeah, and they're in Ohio, so he says they're making, like, caffeine pills, but he's making meth.
Yeah.
And so he's... You know, it's Ohio, Mikey.
Right. And so Mary Beth finds out what it is. She's like, oh, is this your little secret? It's just caffeine pills. It's no drugs or anything like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, caffeine's a drug.
Well, yeah.
There are other things in it because he says it's various household things.
Yeah, but it's not cocaine.
Yeah, it's not coke.
And he also has a gun on the table, too.
Yes, because, you know, Ohio.
Well, America. So now they're taking the specimen and he's dissecting it. And then he cuts a piece off of it and puts it in poor little Oscar the Mouse's cage.
Oh, my God. Yeah. and then drops water on it. And then it goes into Oscar's ear
it
and
does.
Turns him. And then I realized that Josh Hartnett murders a mouse with, like, pushing four fingers down on
it. And not
him.
Only that, he stopped at the knuckle. So, like, what is he doing with, like, the...
Gross. Oh, yeah, he's got some real powerful fingers, Jen just said, but she didn't want to say it to Mike because she's embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
Jen is like laying back having her little personal summer over here.
Oh, she's turning red.
Personal summer implies menopause.
Yeah.
Personal moment.
Personal moment.
And now he's dissecting the mouse.
Yeah, because he finger blasted it. Now he wants to see what happens. So he cuts open the mouse and he pulls out the parasite that is now reformed inside the mouse.
Yeah, I think it was like as tight as a mouse in there.
It's like throwing a parasite down a hallway.
Oh my God. Wow. Wow, guys.
But the parasite is very big for having just entered seconds ago.
Yes, it is. It definitely is, Jen. You're right. It is very big.
Oh my God. This movie's so dumb.
So anyway, they discover that the caffeine pills kill it.
Yes.
Because it's a diuretic.
It's a diuretic.
Right, so it kills them. And then they have the great idea of just doing all of the drugs.
No, wait, before then, they figure out, because they dissect it, they're like, oh, but this is like part of a bigger thing, and the queen controls them
all. That's right.
So if we kill the queen, we save the town.
Yeah, holy shit. They learn a lot and take a lot of leaps. That are correct.
I took anatomy
in this scene
and like dissected some stuff.
Yeah, so did I. I didn't learn shit. No, I didn't learn anything.
Yeah, in theory, they find out if they kill the leader, everyone else will go back to normal. But they have to figure out who the leader is now, and maybe it's one of us.
Yeah, so everyone starts taking drugs.
Yeah, well, they're talking about how people would become emotionless. And then they all start turning on each other, and they're saying, well, Stan, you just quit the football team, and that's weird. Well, Delilah, you're wearing glasses one day, and that's weird. Well, and you're a new girl, you're a new girl.
So that's weird.
So that's weird, yeah. And,
It really is that she's Southern. Well, new girl, you're Southern, so that's weird.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they start making everyone do drugs.
They do. And I don't promote drug use, but I like this scene.
Well, yeah, I mean, I really learned from this scene that in order to make it in life, you have to fail school and take drugs.
Just fail your senior year.
Oh, my God.
And then make drugs.
I hate Josh Hartnett.
Well, I don't like this movie because it just rips off other horror movies. So this scene is just...
inspired by
this scene is the thing.
Is
that what you're saying?
This scene is the blood test scene from The Thing, but worse and terrible.
So anyway, everyone takes drugs. So like Josh Hartnett takes drugs. Frodo Baggins takes drugs.
Yeah.
Stan the Man quarterback takes drugs. What?
Yeah.
At gunpoint.
Yeah, there's gunplay involved. So Stan the Man takes drugs.
And I love it because Frodo takes them and then immediately starts giggling.
Yeah, it's insane.
And he's like, oh, and Stan's about to shoot him because he thinks he's like an alien. He's like, dude, he's fucking tweaking.
Yeah, he's tweaking out. Let him tweak.
Let him fucking tweak. Yeah.
You got to give him some of that Lamper's bread and get him to come down.
I got it. It's a Lord of the Rings reference. So then the goth girl takes drugs, and then it's down to just Delilah.
Take some drugs tonight. And
nailed
I want to say, for the record, this is when Todd speculated. He went into the speculation zone.
I did. TM, cult podcast.
Exactly. Hey, guys. And he said, oh, I think Mary Beth is the killer.
I do.
You were like, Mary Beth is clearly the killer.
Yeah.
And they're like,
she clearly was.
And Mikey didn't remember. And I said, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you.
But at this point, well, and spoiler alert, I turned out to be right. But at this point in the movie, I was like, oh, shit. I guess it's Delilah.
Right. Yeah. You said, well, I thought
because they take the drugs.
They do.
And it looks like the Southern Belle takes it.
Yeah.
And the other girl does, or she looks like she does, but throws it to the side and doesn't real quick.
And then
she has like the thing under her skin.
Her
yeah. And then she runs, like busts through the door and runs to just a waiting taxi cab.
And we've seen the car pull up a little while
ago.
It's the driver's ed car.
It's the history teacher in the driver's ed car.
Oh my God. I didn't realize it was the history teacher. I did see it was the driver's ed car, though. That's funny.
It is funny, isn't it?
And then the goth chick starts shooting at Delilah with the gun. Yeah.
And to be fair, she never liked Delilah.
No, not at all.
She's really mean. Not saying it's okay.
People jump to murder like real quick.
Oh, they go from student to murderer like very fast.
They also all just did a bunch of drugs.
That is true. They're both tweaking, guys.
Yeah, it's the 90s.
Yeah. Let them fucking tweak. Sorry. All right.
And then that's that scene. What happens next?
Right. So now they go to the football game, and I really like this part. This is like horror movie movie Varsity Blues.
Yeah, because they're like, well, where would Delilah be going?
Yeah.
She's the head cheerleader. She's going to be at the football game. So they go to the football game.
Yeah, well, and everybody in the town's at the football game, too.
Yeah.
So what I don't like about this is that they go there because they're like, she's going to be there. She's the head cheerleader. She's not cheerleading. She's not in a cheerleading uniform. She's not cheerleading.
So what, you're upset because we don't get to see Delilah in a cheerleading uniform. That's what you're saying.
You
wanted to see them bloomers.
They kicked her off the team because she wore glasses that
Yeah. Because she wore a button-down shirt and glasses.
She's
and
incognito.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that just ruins the whole logic of why they're there.
I mean, there's a
but
lot.
But she's
that
there. They're right.
So now they're going to the football game, and the football team is just tearing the other team up and yeah. flipping them
and
like,
turning them as they're like dogpiling on them and then right. spitting alien into their ear.
Yeah. And then Usher tackles somebody. Usher.
Yeah.
And then, why do you keep doing that?
Because it's funny.
And then so Usher.
For sure.
Tackle somebody. And then the game's, I guess the game is over on a tackle or something, but the whole team runs out and just picks him up because he just flips some guy over.
No, yeah. the game's not over.
No, it's not. They just pick him up and celebrate because they're like, this is what humans do, right? This is human.
The other team's like, what? It's yeah. second down. I don't understand. And there's fireworks going off every play.
Dude,
and
some of those shots were amazing. Like when the coach looks back and smiles and mm-hmm. the fireworks are going off in slow motion, uh-huh. I was like, this is the 90s.
It's awesome. Okay, so now they are all sad in the gym
yes.
because they realize that their team may be winning the game, but they're turning the town. And they're going to turn the next town because this football team is from like...
And the world.
Yeah. Right? I know.
Dude, this is sort of like their home base for the rest of the movie is yeah. this gym.
It's like the library and the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, sure.
And so now the principal is there and she's like, what the fuck? School's closed. Get
and
out.
And they... tie her up with the volleyball net.
Yeah, they do.
It's not weird at all.
And tries to make her sniff the drugs uh-huh. or they're going to shoot her in the head.
And she doesn't do the drugs, so they just shoot her in the head.
And let's...
This part's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It is funny, but this was in 98, and one more year later, they would not have been able to do this.
No, because... But,
right, Columbine. Yeah,
yeah. Some shootings, yeah.
And I was watching this, and I was like, man, this... It just kind of is a sign of how much things have changed, yeah. you know? Yeah, because it's like... It's sad and kind of disturbing to watch.
Mm-hmm. It was still disturbing. I mean, like, because Elijah Wood's like, she's like bleeding out on the floor. He's like, I think we may have got
this scared
this
me.
Wrong.
Right.
Because they do that and then boom, she's right there behind
She's right
him.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah, that scared the shit out of me.
And then Mary Beth goes and throws all of the powder yeah. on her. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. She empties all of their drugs.
Exactly. Well, she throws it all on her and then she walks up and she dumps the rest out on her. But so anyways, so the principal's now melted all over the floor.
Yeah,
and
literally melty.
Delilah has wasted all the drugs.
Yes.
So then Stan goes out because theoretically they just killed the queen. They think maybe
they
she
think
was.
They did. Yes.
So now they want to go see if everything's back to normal.
Yeah, and automatically the football game is over. It's raining.
Because it started raining.
Yeah, but it would take people forever to get away from the school.
Yeah, because it was packed.
Yeah, it was packed. And everyone's cars are still there. There's no one there. Yeah. It's insane.
The thing is, when you become an alien, you can actually leave in an orderly fashion.
Stan is going to go out to see if everything's turned back to normal now. Right. But before he does, Stokely grabs him and kisses him.
Yes.
Yeah.
She says, I always wanted to do that.
Yeah. I don't want you to get turned into an alien and I didn't ever get to kiss you.
Right.
Also, I love you and I've had a crush on you forever. Anyways, and then I love this because he leaves.
By the way, she didn't say that. That was Jen saying that to
Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett.
And Elijah Wood. And so
pick a side.
I mean, I'll take them both. So but I do love this because he leaves and then Josh Hartnett and Elijah Wood are both kind of like, yeah, we saw that. That was cute.
So Stan runs to the football field where he finds the coach and the football player standing out in the rain.
Like open mouth, open arms, tentacles out their faces, mm-hmm. sucking up the
just
water. It's
it
real
in.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. And Stan was like, oh, shit. So then he runs back and we right. cut to the gym again.
Yes.
Yeah. And so now we're in
the gym. And Stan runs back to the door.
Yeah, he's back in the door. And Mary Stokely just wants to let him back in because she just wants to make out some more. And she loves
yes,
him.
She does.
Yeah.
But everybody else is like, no, dude, he could have been turned into an alien. We can't trust him. So let's give him this drug. And and he, because he said he lost it in all the confusion of the football people being aliens. And this is sad. So he is about to take the drug and then he just evil eye contacts and dumps it out. And then it breaks Stokely's heart because how could he turn into an alien?
I know. And then he taunts her. He's like, don't you want to belong and be pretty and all this other stuff?
Yeah. I can date you if you do this. But he's saying it's so much better and there's no fear and you will be beautiful if you just join us.
Jen feels some kind of way about that.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I got some stuff to say about the ending of this movie. Anyways,
I bet you do.
So then Zeke says he might have some more scat in the back of his truck.
Yeah.
He does has to go get it now, man.
So he and Elijah Wood run to the car or run to the parking lot, really. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, the football team is like menacingly walking through the parking lot. Yeah, Zeke is a horrible person. Jen loves him, but he's a bad dude.
He's a bad boy.
He's a drugged. No, he's a man. Even in this movie, he's like 19. He's probably almost 20.
Yeah, probably.
So the football team's marching around like an army.
Yeah, like trying to find them. Yeah. Right?
Zeke's like, the dorky kid's like,
what are we going to do? And Zeke's like,
why did it take two of us to go to your car?
One's a distraction. He kicks him out of the
bus. Yeah. Right. And then Frodo's like, this is worse than I was in Moria.
I know. Where's Sam to save me? And then a giant eagle flies up and just grabs him and saves the day.
I fucking hate Lord of the Rings.
All right. So
they start zombie chasing Frodo Baggins around the parking lot.
Right.
And he eventually does get on a bus and like hides on the bus, or so he thinks. He's alone.
But he's not. Because Delilah's
there.
Has been hiding on that bus that night.
Yes.
And she wants to love him tonight.
Oh, she wants to love him all night.
Mm-hmm. But
Elijah Wood, like me, says, I don't trust the hot girl hitting on me. And he tries to escape.
He does escape.
He also knows that she's already been turned.
Yeah, he's not an idiot. But he actually displays a good amount of core and muscle exercise or a muscle ability right here, because he opens the top of the bus and like pulls himself out.
Right.
That's difficult to do.
It is. I know. I was like, wow. It was the eagle. The eagle was helping.
That's what it was. So he opens it. The talons come down, pick him up, and drag him out of the top. And then he runs to the front of the bus, jumps on the hood, and then jumps off the bus and runs away.
Like tactical rolls back to the gym. Right.
Yeah. And then we cut to Josh Hartnett running back to his car.
Right.
And he opens the trunk and finds that there's no scat in his trunk.
No.
And then he goes to like the driver's side door. No, you would never shit in a trunk.
Okay,
so he sees that there's nothing in the trunk, and he goes to the driver's side door, and this is when sexy, now not meek, teacher comes up to him, and she's like, I'm looking for something cherry flavored.
All right. He's like, I don't have something like that. Well, then he flirts back because he's like, I don't have that, but I have something else you might want.
Yeah. He's got a plan.
Yeah, no, the plan is to stick her with the dick. Oh, sorry, not the dick. The plan is to stick her with the drugs, and he's got drugs in the front part of his car.
Yeah.
In the floorboard.
So he gets into his car, and she like jumps through the window.
Oh, yeah. She wanted that D super hard. She really wanted to earn that D.
Have you seen Josh Hartnett?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Look at that hair, man.
Don't get it.
The hair was horrible.
So he's driving around doing donuts in the parking lot, and she's like got her head stuck in the wheel, and she's trying to like alien lick his ear.
Oh, it's so gross.
Be all sexy, but also turn him.
And at this point in the movie, we realize that Josh Hartnett has four hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's driving while trying to buckle, and they're cutting from him hands on the wheel to him trying to buckle, and he's got four hands doing this. There's no way. Why are you so excited he has four hands right now?
Josh Hartnett.
Oh my God. Jen is like smiling bigger than
sexy
I've ever
Garo.
Seen her. And I've seen pictures of her wedding. So she So anyway, he buckles up just in the nick of time as he slams. So he buckles up just in time. He slams into a bus, and the bus driver becomes the most wooden figure doll I've ever seen in my life.
It's
just
resuscitation aid.
She goes flying through the windshield and then, you know, blows up.
And then
he falls out of his car and closes the door with
his
feet.
Gets all the drugs out.
Pulls his shirt up just a little bit.
Yes, he does. And then you see, just like the thing, her head walking by looking for the body, and the body's like headless, like looking around. It's so funny.
Yeah, she's got CGI tentacles.
It honestly didn't look that bad for 98. I thought it looked fine.
The thing looked better.
The thing did look better, but it was practical effects.
Right.
Yeah.
So then Josh Hartnett runs back to the gym.
Yes. He does. With drugs.
Well, we don't see that just yet, but we know it's happening. So now what we see is Stokely talking to Mary Beth.
Yeah.
And she's all sad about Stan. And she's asking what happens at the end of these stories. And Stokely's like, well, the aliens win.
Yeah.
That's like how a lot of them end.
And this is where I was proven to be right.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And Mary Beth says, well, maybe he was just better now. And maybe.
Maybe you'd be better.
Maybe
now.
You'd be better if you got turned.
I know you pride yourself on being the outsider, but aren't you tired of being someone you're not?
Yeah.
And wouldn't it just be better if you joined us? And that's when we find out that she's the queen, and she punches Stokely in the
face.
In the face. And then turns into a giant monster.
It was terrifying.
And Elijah Wood.
It was okay.
Were you scared?
You're such a little kid.
It was scary.
She turned into like a giant cockroach, and you're like, oh.
But
it was scary. You guys are dicks, man. I hate you guys so much.
Tentacle cockroach. And she grow like 9 times bigger.
Well, so now Elijah Wood is back with Stokely.
Yes.
And they do the smartest thing they can think of when being chased by an animal who loves water. And
they
is
run
very
into
effective.
The pool.
They run into the pool.
Ugh.
So they're running around the pool. Elijah Wood's got his roller skates back on. So he's just slip sliding
he's
everywhere.
He's falling all over like Matthew Lillard.
Exactly. And Stokely gets grabbed, and it's really brutal. She like bonks her face and spits blood all out.
Yeah,
and then gets dragged into
the pool. Oh, it's cool because the queen dives in the pool, goes super fast Phelps style.
Yeah.
And then pulls out, tentacle pulls the girl in.
I love Michael Phelps.
No shit. Oh my God. So yeah, but she does grab Stokely and pull her into the pool with
and
her.
And I thought she just got.
Yeah, me too. I thought she was dead. And then Michael.
Yes.
Michael Phelps monster.
Elijah Wood just throws her like, or doesn't throw her, he like gets the thing that cleans the pool
right.
and like sticks it in and pulls her out. So like right. Stokely just got pulled in and then the monster let her go.
She was just biding her time.
She got, this is when she got turned.
Oh,
she does get yeah. turned.
That's
you're right.
right.
So she turns her and then lets her go. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
But then they run off together, Stokely and Frodo yeah. Baggins.
Into the yeah. locker room.
Yeah, they go. Do.
Yeah. And then she turns back into a person.
A
the
naked
monster does.
Person.
Naked yeah. person. Yeah. Oof. And we see it's cool. Like she turns back.
It is
ashes.
Cool. It is,
running
cool.
Across
it is very cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now.
But yeah, she does turn back into a human and she's completely bare ass naked. Yeah. And you get to see all of it.
Well, not all of it. Zeke is back. And Zeke is standing in the doorway of the locker room, and we got naked Mary Jane right here kind of hiding behind
Mary
the
Beth.
Door. Mary Beth.
Not Mary Jane. She's not like a jazz cigarette, no matter how much scat we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. So we got naked Mary Beth standing kind of by the door right. of the locker room, and Stokely's on the other side. And I did like how they did this, because Josh Hartnett is like, what the fuck? Which one of you is the alien?
Right. And at this point, we don't know that Stokely is turned.
We don't.
So we assume that it's like a, no, it's her. No, it's her. Please don't, you know, help me.
Right.
But they're both aliens, so
they
he can't
are.
Choose right here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Josh Hartnett's credit, he's like, Mary Beth, why are you naked?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's trying to put
the
move
on. And then she comes
on.
Out and she's like, you don't like my body?
Yeah. I'm getting used to it. Let's make out some more. But so he's about to like stab
Mary Beth.
Yeah, Mary Beth with his drug pen or something.
Yeah.
And that's when we find out that Stokely has been turned because yep. Stokely grabs him, turns around. She's got the worms in her face too.
Yeah.
And so now we know
I
he's
thought
fucked.
She grabbed Elijah Wood.
Frodo Baggins grabs her and takes her to the equipment closet
and
locks
her
in the
locks
equipment closet.
As Zeke is running away because she turns back into the giant creature.
Yes.
Right. And so Zeke runs and gets thrown across like all of the lockers.
Yeah, and ends up in the same kind of row of lockers as Frodo Baggins, but right. now with what I assume is a broken back.
Well, and because Frodo Baggins got grabbed by the hair by Stokely inside the equipment
yeah.
closet and like ripped a bunch of his hair.
Yeah, he's got a big bald spot.
Well,
yeah,
he's not draining. Been eating right because he's been bullied and he's very anxious, so like his hair wasn't very strong.
Well, and he's only had two meals this day.
yeah, right.
That's not okay. All right.
You guys getting these Lord of the Rings jokes?
So now Mary Beth is walking through the locker room.
Naked.
And you were saying this was a cool shot.
It was
not
a
just
cool shot. And not because she's naked, because you don't really see anything.
No, you just
but
see
it's
her
that you see her walking, but you also see tentacles.
Uh-huh.
Instead of like her shadow, you see tentacles, which yeah. I thought was very cool. I was like, this shot doesn't make any sense, but I like it.
But it's cool. Yeah, yeah. yeah. And she's talking about her world and how her world was filled with beautiful oceans, but then she got bored.
Yeah, she
something.
Got bored. She's like a teenage girl. She's over it. She yeah. wants to find something new.
Try something new.
Yeah.
So but close. She's talking about how Casey, she can make him part of something better.
Yeah.
Something bigger where you don't have to be afraid and where like the jock
it's all about conformity,
have,
really.
It yeah. is. Yeah.
So,
and
yeah, that's what's going on.
The joy of conformity. And Casey said, no, I'd rather be afraid because then I'm still me.
Yeah.
So now she turns into the monster again because she realizes that her boobs and her argument aren't going to work. And
little did she know that dorks are scared of naked women, most of all.
That is their kryptonite.
But anyway, he runs out of the gym with so he
he's
steals
like, no thank you ma'am
yeah but while he's running out of the gym he grabs the drugs from Josh Hartnett who is
yes.
now just passed out
because he got thrown across like 9,000 lockers
yeah
and she and this is a pretty good plan he waits for a second and he pushes
he waits to see the monster come out
right.
so he wants the monster to chase it
he times
so he
yeah.
waits to see the monster come out to see him and start moving towards him and then he hits the button to close the bleachers
the basketball bleachers because
yeah.
they're built into the wall and they're like extended out like
an accordion
yeah
and
then
the button they slowly come back in
yeah and so he hits that button and he starts running through them
right
and yeah. then the monster goes and starts chasing him through there
but the monster is like 9 times bigger than him
yeah,
so the monster
right.
keeps getting stuck and so eventually they get all the way to the end and the monster is stuck like inches from his face and then he gives Josh Hartnett's little line he says guaranteed to jack you up and it's just as hot when Elijah Wood says it stabs the monster in the
as she
eye
she spits things that go like creatures that go into his face start burrowing
right.
into his face
so he starts to get turned as he stabs it in the eye mm-hmm. and then as it dies the creatures fall out of his face
yeah. and I liked that part
I thought it was cool yeah.
Yeah, so now he saved the day, and he says, you wouldn't like it here anyway.
I actually think this is a scarier moment when the things start burrowing in, and I feel like if the movie had more body horror like that, I think it would be scarier.
I think it would be, too. Yeah, you're right. I'm
that
thankful
was a
it didn't,
real creepy moment.
It was, yeah. Anyway, so he goes to Stokely, who was in the equipment closet,
mm-hmm.
and he lets her out. Well, he goes in there with her and says, are you you? And she goes, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who am I really anyway?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't need this black makeup and black clothes.
I know. I just want to fit in.
I just want to fuck Stan.
We'll get there. And so they hug.
Oh, and she does. Oh,
and then Zeke just jumps into the fence of the equipment closet.
Yeah, she jumps into the grate.
It's like a little jump scare kind of thing.
Yeah, it is. But it's just Zeke being an old man.
He's like, is it over?
Yeah. Right. And I just wrote, but he's hot, so it's okay. And so now everything's back to normal, and it's the next day. And we see football practice, and Coach is a dick again.
No. It says like 2 weeks later.
I think it's 1 month later.
Oh, 1 month
later. Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
But, I mean, you're right. The coach is being a dick, and everything's sort of back to normal, except there are, like, news crews there, and, mm-hmm. like, you see, like, these magazines with Frodo Baggins's picture on it saying, save, like, the save the planet.
Yeah.
Showed him how to do his hair now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hero
and
of
Time
the...
magazine says hero or hoax or whatever. Yeah. This is the treatment he should have got for saving the Middle Earth.
Exactly. Instead of having to go off onto a ship into whatever land.
I mean, he got to go to elf heaven. It was pretty good, but whatever.
Nice?
Yeah.
Anyways, but so now, and now he's dating Delilah.
Yeah.
And he's like, is it news or local? And he said,
national or local news.
National or local news.
I didn't like this, and I kind of agree with Jen, is that him and Delilah should have got together before she turned.
Agreed.
Because now he's super famous, and that's probably why she's with him.
Yeah, oh, totally. It 100% is why she's with him. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, because she doesn't ever really get her redeeming moment at all. And I don't know if they cut her or they just didn't know.
Well, she doesn't get it until Fast and the Furious. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So now everything's back to normal, and Zeke is on the football team, though.
Yeah.
Stan is still not on the football team, but Zeke's on the football team smoking during practice. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, and like finger waving at the teacher.
Yeah. Who's like pining for him, just like waiting, counting the days down till he graduates.
He's 20. You know, he should have been on the football team the whole time because he's a year and a half older than anyone else he'll be up against.
Everybody's giving her a wide berth because her head got cut off and reattached.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's
she may have retired. She may just be like, I can't be a teacher anymore.
Right.
I got decapitated. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's probably honestly not cut out for it with her temperament.
No, she's not.
No, but she is cut out to date a teenager.
Yeah, that is a weird happy ending.
Yeah, quote unquote. Because, I mean, she is dating a loser who failed his senior year of high school and sells drugs and porn VHS tapes.
He's a secret genius with a heart of gold.
Yeah, who's gonna amount to nothing, but yeah.
And now, Stan and Stokely are dating, and this really pissed me off. So
why?
Because she's totally conformed. Like, she's now, it's like that moment in the Breakfast Club.
Just what she's wearing. But
exactly.
Like, if she was still wearing black and had black eyeshadow and stuff, and they were making out, you'd been fine with it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
me
not
too.
That she's dating Stan.
Yeah.
It's that she's had to change who she was.
Hot take. Mm-hmm. Stan wore the football uniform starting in the movie. She wore black. In this scene, they're both wearing purple. So they've conformed to a new thing that they're both in their own little clique because he quit the football team. She quit her Outlander lifestyle. Maybe they have their own purple thing now.
Outlander.
Yeah, I still don't.
I would say that would work for me if she had expressed an interest in not being that way.
Exactly.
Like, he expressed an interest in not being in football anymore.
Right.
Like, I think she expressed an interest because she said, I pretend to be a lesbian to push people away.
Well,
and
yeah, but
maybe she doesn't want to be like that anymore. Because I think it could have been an easy side conversation to have. I don't want to give it as much shit.
It's just like that moment in Greece where now Olivia Newton-John's wearing all the black spandex, so now she can date John Travolta.
I don't think it's like that, but since he quit the football team and is more going to her.
They're meeting halfway, Jen.
That's what I'm saying.
I see it at, well, and because the dark ending of this is like nothing has really changed. And the whole point of the body snatchers thing is like you're happier when you conform. So at the end of this, like Zeke is now on the football team. Like she's now become a cardigan wearing someone she's not. Anyways, but the Delilah is still a bitch. Nothing's changed.
But I'll say this. She isn't being someone she's not because at the beginning of the movie, she was being someone she's not because she was... living in the lie that she was a
but
lesbian.
But she didn't say, I don't want to wear this black makeup. I don't want to talk about stuff.
But you could take it as she doesn't want to be that defensive, like push people away anymore.
You could take it that way. That's not how I take it.
Well, and also there's no dialogue that would support that.
Exactly.
Right. I think if she had said something about not wanting to be that way anymore, I'd be more fine with the way it ended.
But she didn't. She just was talking about not. And then she was talking about not really being a lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What Zeke learned is that he likes to kill people, so he became a jock.
Could be.
All right, let's move on.
He's super dreamy. Anyways, yeah.
You've made your points.
And that's the movie.
Roll the fucking credits.
So having talked about the movie and, you know, really digested it, how do you guys feel about it now?
I loved it. I thought it was really enjoyable. The ending pissed me off, but the movie as a whole, I really like.
I think it's a fun watch. I don't think it's a great movie.
Right.
I think it's very of the time.
Yes.
But I think it's
a
fun watch.
It was like a time capsule, and I think you're right. Yeah.
I don't think it ages well, and I mean, I don't think it's scary, and I don't think it's super good. I think it was a fun watch for people.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoyed watching it with you guys, and I would say if you don't like horror, you could definitely watch this. It's easier to watch it with your friends.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, it's more fun.
It's just fun. I remember loving it. I still love it, but I don't think at the time I thought it was a great movie either.
No, I didn't. I remember distinctly like, no, that wasn't so good.
Right. Yeah.
Fair enough. I think I probably liked it better watching with y'all than I did back in eighth grade.
Oh, no.
Fair enough. Yeah. That makes sense, though, because it's fun. Like, we were Mr. Science Theater 3000 and the whole thing. So let's talk box office, guys. So this movie came out on Christmas Day, right? You said?
Really? It probably bombed then.
It did come out on Christmas Day.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
The budget for it was $15 million, which isn't bad. And it had a lot of stars in it, but a lot of them weren't real stars. Stars
yes.
At that point.
A lot of them were like on the rise.
Yeah, they were on the rise for sure. Mm-hmm. It's good casting though. In its opening weekend, it made $11 million. In its run, it made $40 million.
So it made its money?
It definitely made its money back. Its first weekend, it got beat by Patch Adams, Stepmom, You've Got Mail, The Prince of Egypt.
Yeah, I mean, for what they expected it to do, it did not do well.
Really? It didn't do well for what they expected? I mean, it still made money.
No, they thought they was going to make bookies.
They thought it was going to be Scream. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it wasn't Scream, guys. It never got higher than fifth in the rankings for the weekend rankings.
Right, and they expected it, I think, to open.
Why did they release it around Halloween?
Well, fun fact, Mikey, I'm glad you asked.
Hey, you start all your fun facts now?
Jen's fun facts. Oh, yeah. And none of them are depressing this time.
Oh, yeah. We'll be the judge of that shit.
So the script of this was first written in 1990, but nobody wanted to buy it until after Scream came out. Now, there's a whole story about this, but Scream was released at Christmas time and made tons of money, which was smart because everybody, all the high school kids were on Christmas break.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And just got their Christmas money. So, like, this was now they discovered this was a time they could release these teen horror movies.
Yeah.
It was the same studio that did Scream, but it didn't do nearly as well as Scream because I don't think it's as good of a movie. You know,
it's not.
It's like one of those things where you have all of the ingredients lined up and the formula is there, but it's just missing the spark.
Yeah,
you know, and it just doesn't quite come together. Although it is very fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
it's just not a great movie.
Exactly,
it's a fun movie.
Yeah, it is. But there's a mention in Cabin in the Woods where they talk about the '98 debacle because nobody died in the '98 debacle because nobody dies in this movie.
Oh wow, okay, and yeah, so you're right.
Yeah, and that was part of the criticism too, is that it was a horror movie, but
no one died.
Kevin Williamson wrote this movie.
Yeah,
and he also wrote Scream, and they offered him the directing job for this, but he turned it down to do Teaching Mrs. Tingle, which turned out to be a mistake, but it was like
apparently a
passion project of his.
Sure.
But it didn't do very well. But Robert Rodriguez directed this movie. Mm-hmm. And there are some like theories about because he was under contract with the Weinsteins that he had to direct this. But
fair enough.
So you can see lots of influences from other horror movies in this. And we've talked about a lot of it.
Yeah.
We talked about The Terminator because of Robert Patrick because he's awesome. We talked about The Thing.
Right.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Breakfast Club, and The Stepford Wives also.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
Have you guys seen Stepford Wives?
No, but I understand the premise.
Yeah, I read the book and it's really good, but I haven't seen it. But yeah, it's just about like taking, well, that's more of like a feminist statement on conformity too. But yeah, so all of those things were influences. And it's just kind of like they took elements of all of that stuff and just kind of put it in a big stew and stirred it around and came out with like a fun movie, you know? Okay, so I kind of want us to pull up this Tommy Hilfiger commercial because the kids in this movie were in a Tommy Hilfiger commercial for this time.
That makes sense because this whole movie is a Tommy Hilfiger
commercial.
Exactly.
They made a product placement deal with this.
Oh, did they?
I'll link it.
Funny.
But it's really funny and very 98. And
I wore a lot of Tommy Hilfiger by eighth grade.
Did you?
I went into middle school not wearing like designer clothes, whatever, and I came out sure as shit wearing it because middle school is not kind on you.
No, dude. Yeah. I don't think I ever wore Tommy Hilfiger though, but I do remember it being a thing.
I only wore Tommy Hilfiger on the runway.
We gotta find pictures of that.
That is a
That's
true
awesome.
Statement, though.
I hate Tommy Hilfiger on the runway.
I hate me for saying that, but that is true. I couldn't afford Tommy Hilfiger.
I couldn't
Hilfiger.
Either, man.
And they, no joke, we would do the runway shows with their stuff, and then they would offer it. They'd be like, "We'll give you a like 70% discount," and we still could not afford it.
You would think they would give you the clothes since you wore them.
Yeah. Oh, and I pissed was all it? Over those clothes.
Was it for like JCPenney though?
It was Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, but it wasn't like we used to have mall fashion shows.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it wasn't like a big thing.
Well,
it was.
We grew up in the same town, so maybe. Yeah. Was it a Harding Mall?
No, it was not Harding Mall. Gross.
Jeez, shame. Another fun fact. The role of Delilah was actually written for Charisma Carpenter, who plays Cordelia on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, okay. A show I have just discovered and is amazing, but she turned it down because the characters are so similar and she thought it was she would be typecast. And apparently Sarah Michelle Gellar may have turned down a role in this movie too.
Fair enough. She'd
like
be good,
I could
though.
Imagine her being
yeah, absolutely.
The queen.
Especially
yeah.
in this time.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally.
Might have been because of the nudity.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So John Stewart's name in this movie is Mr. Edward Furlong.
Is it?
It is. Yeah, no they keep shit. Calling him Mr. Furlong, and I don't know if they ever call him Edward, but yeah, which is, that's, he played John Connor in Terminator 2, history's greatest movie.
Yeah.
He's apparently going to be in the new one, too.
Really? John Stewart is?
No, Edward Furlong.
Oh, I was like, what?
But maybe John Stewart. Yeah, I mean, he's not doing The Daily Show anymore. He's
that was
not
so funny.
Fun fact, guys. I don't know if you guys know this, but the star of this movie, Elijah Wood, was also Frodo in Lord of the Rings.
Yes, he
so
was.
So he would go on to do those movies. He found out that Peter Jackson was casting for Lord of the Rings on the set of this movie.
Oh,
and
yeah?
And the producer of this movie encouraged him to audition, and he did his own tape, and the rest is history.
Really?
Then, yeah.
That's awesome.
He did it his own awesome. Tape and submitted it and got it that way?
He did, yeah.
That's
I mean,
insane.
He's a known person, too. It's not like he was Joe Schmo off the street.
I mean, he was doing a big budget movie.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and you said Robert Rodriguez and Peter Jackson are friends, right?
They are indeed.
I don't know if they were friends back then, but I mean, that could have been part of it.
Probably.
But yeah, so this was the birth of, or
that's
the
awesome.
Beginnings of Lord of the Rings. Yeah. I love Elijah Wood.
Yeah, me too. I have a fun fact about this movie.
Ooh.
So I posted the social share today about the movie that we were doing today. Mm-hmm. And someone responded from the Facebook group.
It's John from the Facebook group.
John from the Facebook group
also
responded.
Also from Our Horrors.
And he responded and said, my favorite moment was doing extra work for the movie. And I was like, wait, you did extra? You worked on this movie? And he was like, yep. And he actually said, it was the first time he'd ever done extra work. They were filming school and crowd scenes at a couple of schools near Austin, which I guess is where he lived at the time. And he and his friend and a neighbor did a few days of work on the movie just as extras, right? And I'm sure if we could stop and zoom in on those big crown seats, we could probably see him.
Yeah.
He said, when I get home, I'll grab the pic of the shirt they gave us. Mine is signed by Robert Rodriguez. And he
awesome.
Literally linked, he sent a picture and it does say, John, thanks for everything, Robert Rodriguez.
That's
and it's
cool.
on a Harrington High School, the Rodriguez Williamson Project, which is like the logo of the high school.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's awesome.
That's really cool.
It is very, very cool.
John, do you know Elijah Wood or Josh Hartnett?
Right, because, just asking for a friend.
Just for a friend. Yeah, unrelated reasons.
Right.
That's awesome,
It is awesome.
Yeah, and those are my fun facts.
Well, thank you for your fun facts, Jen.
Fun facts.
All right. So let's do Scary Scale.
All right. Hey, listeners. Our Scary Scale is a scale we used to rank how scared we were when we watched this movie. It's not a ranking of the quality of the movie. It's how scared we were today when we watched it. Our one example is Ghostbusters. An example is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, not arachnophobia.
It's arachnophobia.
Mikey's 10 example is arachnophobia.
Mine is Hereditary.
Todd, what you got?
I would give it a 2.
All right.
It wasn't super scary. It's more fun than scary. But there are, some scary moments.
You got God a little bit.
Yeah. You got God. Yeah. You're like, I'm scared of the monster.
It was... I hate you guys. Yeah. Honestly, it was more the jump scares. The monster was creepy, but the jump scares, which were just people standing behind people, they got me more than the monster.
But suddenly, they were suddenly standing there.
Yes.
Yes. No, I'm with you.
Mikey, how about you?
I'm going to give it a 1.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 1.
It's a fun movie, though.
It really is.
It was fun with y'all.
All right. So this week, you guys made me watch The Faculty. What are you guys making me watch next week?
All right, guys. We are doing our first werewolf movie.
I can't believe we haven't done a werewolf movie.
I can't believe it either.
We haven't done zombies until like 2 weeks ago.
That's
I know.
True.
You know
Wait.
What? It's because I'm not a huge fan of zombies or werewolf movies.
Wait, are we doing Teen Wolf?
No.
Damn it, I love Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf. Hey, we'll do it.
What about Teen Wolf 2 with Jason Bateman?
No, that movie's terrible.
All right, no, we're watching An American Werewolf in London.
Uh-huh.
It's a really good... I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's an old one, right?
It is. It's from the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so it might not hold up. I liked it as a kid.
Okay. Well, stay tuned to find out if the movie holds up and how we all feel about it.
Next week to find out if Mikey hates it.
All right, yeah.
And guys, if you haven't seen it yet, watch it. If you've already seen it, just sit tight for a week and you'll get that episode next Monday.
Yeah.
Or watch again.
So guys, it's time for us to read a listener review. So I'm just going to read the most recent one here. Yeah. Or I'm going to have you read it, Mikey. The most recent one we've gotten, it actually did give us an accent, but it says dinosaur accent Todd. Mm. So since Mikey reads them.
Yeah, the only way to interpret this is Todd as a dinosaur. So
right,
he's gonna
but
be
Mikey
doing
has his, to do it.
Yeah, Mikey has to do an impression of Todd
doing an impression
a
of a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then, Jen, are you going to translate?
I'll translate.
Perfect.
Yes, yes.
And I'll just say, because Mikey will only be speaking as Todd as a dinosaur, I will go ahead and say in English. So this is from mhuff0228. All right, Mikey, you ready?
Yeah. All right, are
I
you
mean,
ready?
The difficulty level here is here pretty high.
It's an accent, okay. But so me gonna, doing an accent.
Here's how you get into it. This episode brought to you by...
I'm gonna hate all of this. You guys are dicks.
Best podcast ever.
The best podcast ever.
Oh my God.
My brother introduced me to this podcast.
My brother introduced me to this podcast.
I definitely was not disappointed.
I definitely was not disappointed. I need more war.
You guys are awesome.
You guys are awesome.
My hands have come. I burn it down.
Oh my God.
I had
like
to be
a dog.
I had to become a burn it down patron.
Keep scaring Todd.
Keep scaring Todd.
And give him a good laugh.
And giving me a good laugh. I think Mikey might die soon.
This is hurtful.
I always look forward to your next episode.
Oh my God.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you
Matt.
So much for the
that
5-star
awesome.
Review. We really appreciate it, guys. And if you would like us to read your 5-star review, leave
you
us a 5-star review.
You can get revenge on Mikey from all the shit from the
yes.
ads.
Oh my
oh
God.
My God.
What a terrible idea this was.
I know. No more dinosaurs.
It's amazing
oh
for me.
God. It's not fun for me. It's just hey, making fun of me.
Whale sounds.
Oh my God. So yeah, guys, plug. Please leave us a 5-star review. We will read your 5-star review. Leave us an accent to have Mikey read it in that accent. All right, guys. We remember the Modern Horrors Podcast Network. You guys know the deal with that. If you're listening to us in their feed, switch over to our feed. You'll get it 2 days earlier. But if you're listening to us in their feed, you're getting On Death, Dying, and Other Things, the Modern Horrors Podcast, and the lovely Final Girls.
Hey.
You can also check out all of our shit online at horrorvirgin.com. You get Jen's blog there, link to the merch store. If you want to follow us, it's at Horror Virgin pretty much everywhere. If you want to follow Mikey, it's at amrandoff24. Jen is at Jen Ferratu. Woo-hoo. And I am at Todd J. Awesome. Make sure if you want to contribute to the podcast financially that you're checking out the Patreon at patreon.com/horrorvirgin. We got a lot of great levels there, and pretty much it's pick what you can pay and you can get all mm-hmm. different kinds of perks.
Yep.
So thank you guys for being able to support us that way. And if you can't, just keep doing what you're doing, and that is telling your awesome friends and family about this awesome, you can decide if it's awesome or not, podcast. And we really appreciate you guys. We've been growing so much in the past 2 or 3 months.
It's
been amazing. So we really appreciate that.
And speaking of growing, we just hit 300 members in our Facebook group.
Yeah. So guys, if you can't support the podcast financially, but still want exclusive content, there is daily exclusive content in the Facebook group. It's all free.
This is an episode that's going to generate a lot of Too Hot for Horror.
There probably
content.
Will be at least two different
things. We
could
have like a 4-part episode on the faculty.
Yeah. So guys, if you want to check out some of that exclusive Facebook content, join the Facebook group. We will see you there.
Yeah.
Because we pretty much talk in it every day.
We do. Yeah. There's question of the days every day.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, that's going to be it from us, everybody. Guys, our faculty meeting is over.
Oh, man. There's no budget for the pod, Mikey.
I know,
everything's
man.
Going to the football team.
Yeah, I'm on the pod football team. So
that makes sense. Yeah.
New jerseys.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so that's going to be it from us, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for the faculty and listening to me just drool over Josh Hartnett for 3 hours.
It's real gross.
Yeah. It was awesome. I'm Jen.
I'm Mikey.
And I'm your horror virgin, Todd.
Have an amazing week.
Yep.
I only went Tommy Hilfiger on the runway. The last digit of Todd's phone number is